morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Now, I usually am all for a good sense of humor.
But I was drained of blood, so I was really angry.
Spelled with a U, because Australian, remember, okay. From Australia.
You really got to stuff it up, because the wallabies really start congregating.
One time I had a black mamba in there.
His name was Neil.
Oysters, Australian for tampons.
However...
Yeah, are Australian tampons really big, like Foster's cans? The fucking jam.
Oh, of course they are.
Our women are much sluttier. They get stretched out. I don't know how to do an accent.
Our accents are starting to turn
that
Irish.
That was Irish.
Let's stop with the accents. Let's quit.
We're not good
that.
With accents.
Terrible at it. However, when
Crikey, you got yourself a lot of them.
Well, John is, but we're not.
John's really good. John, do all of our accents for us.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or social medias. You can listen live, morelikeradio.com/live, which you should do every week. But you guys are lazy bums and you don't. Today is August 19th, 2015.
Almost time for school.
Back to school week's coming up, or some kids started already. I don't fucking know. School starts earlier and earlier. It's weird.
Who the fuck pays attention?
August? Go fuck yourself. Everyone's school started in September. What's this horse shit about?
After Labor Day.
Get all them hoods out of the street and into the classroom.
It really doesn't make any sense that they would send the kids back to school for a week and then give them the next week Labor Day off.
I know. It's so dumb. But anyway, welcome to the show. Let's start with my... lovely, lovely wife, Sean Running Waters.
Is on the show.
Is on the Shyamalan twist right at the beginning, guys. You don't even know what's happening yet.
I knew not to answer that one.
She did. She looked at me like, you're not going to say me.
This week, I'm Sean Underwaters. Apparently, Lakeland's flooding.
It doesn't stop raining. Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
That's my name.
That's her name. John the Laser Santeri.
Ooh, pew, 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 pew.
He just loaded up the laser gun for that one.
Leveled
and
up.
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not just going to go longer than I normally do. This is that good.
You should.
How great was this song, though?
Remember when everyone thought the drummer was a chick? Because
yes.
There was a photo with like the shirt.
And she was hot.
Tits.
She was so hot when she was a kid.
Don't look it up, Dutch. You don't have to look up the drop this early. It's no point in doing it. Just stop.
You know, I was honestly turned on by Hanson when I thought the drummer was a girl.
I could see him smiling.
Young boy on the radio.
I see Dutch smiling and typing, and it's just never good when he does that. Dutch is all dressed from a wedding he DJ'd today.
Yeah.
Wearing a collar like a gentleman.
It was in the morning. It was 11 o'clock wedding on a Wednesday outdoors with no booze.
Who does that?
Horrible wedding.
Apparently my brother's best friend Cody, and they were panicking last night. They were like, they borrowed my speakers just because they thought they were just gonna like put on, you know, like an iPod or whatever, but they didn't know how to hook any of it up, and so they just called me, or my brother did, and was like, dude, could you please, for the love of God, get off work and come do this thing? I was like, all right,
so
fine.
They couldn't figure out to put the auxiliary in cord into the...
They did, but it wasn't that so much as just they couldn't figure out, like, because my brother was going to be the one writing the music, but he's the best man. So, yeah,
it was a whole thing.
That sounds like a failed marriage.
Yeah, that sounds like not good planning.
Wow, he went right into already. He's assuming the marriage. He has a
first off.
To be
like,
fair,
it has to be the wife's fault for wanting to have the wedding on a Wednesday. Because who the fuck does that?
Okay, can I explain?
Like, no,
it's hump day.
All right, before you explain. I'm sure the date has some sort of meaning.
Wow. Yeah, it does. First of all, second of all, she's a Greek immigrant.
She's a Greek
and
yogurt.
So her visa runs up and she's been back and forth like three times now. These two have been dating forever.
Please come to Tony Kukoc Ford/drive-through wedding.
I don't know
so
that
you can
is.
Get married and not get deported like my family did.
That's Greek. It's definitely Greek.
Is that what Greek?
Yeah, they sound Russian now, apparently.
But anyway, so yeah, the date I guess had some sort of meaning.
Was it the day that she made it to America?
So, but yeah, I guess she couldn't have her. And I was, I kept saying, I'm like, dude, you're doing this like kind of like small wedding. We're like, Mike, why don't you just get married in the courthouse, and then you know, when your family is able to fly over, or when her family is able to fly over, then have like a full on wedding.
No. Only this way.
Yeah. So, well, though she had nothing to do with it. I guess it had to do with like, him was and his John, family. And
was John
parents.
Stamos there? I heard he goes to every Greek wedding.
He was there. It was really weird.
Was he playing the Kokomo song?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's fucking John Stamos.
Was he there? Was he there with Dave Coulier? Did they get the band back together?
No, Dave Coulier was not there, unfortunately.
Cut it out.
It had something to do with Alanis Morissette, and it was really strange.
It's still awkward between them, man. It's so weird.
It really is.
I wish they would just make up already.
It's really ironic if you think. That's the kind of show it's going to be, guys.
So do you think
it's like raining on a wedding day?
So do you think the marriage was a success?
Well, hell yeah! Married. These two are madly in love with each other. But
she has tits the size of blimps, and her armpits are hairier than my bush.
No. No, it's not.
This is why Dutch's family and friends don't listen to the show. This is the exact reason why.
Yeah. Because I bring things like this up and they just get a verbal assault.
I hold Greek record for most hairs on nipples.
Well, I mean, that's a record. It's proud of it. Look, you have a record, be proud of it. You
wait,
know,
that's a
it.
Record?
Yep.
I'm smart, though. I don't name anybody by name, so.
Well, that's good. Could you say anybody by name?
Yeah, it was, No.
Were any of your hot sisters there?
No, oddly enough, no.
No?
Because it was such a weird date. Like, the only people who were able to show up, because my younger brother, hot sister number two, he was the best man.
Oh, was anybody on the bride's side named Stelios?
No.
Really?
Here's the thing is, like, the only bridesmaid she was able to have were friends she's had here in the States. She wasn't able to get any of her family out here, so.
Well, that's awful.
She's totally going to have to redo
it.
She's
busy for the running of the goats.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's a thing.
So there was no
drunk. Have you ever been the Greek?
They get him drunk on.
Greek? No.
They get him drunk on ouzo, and then they smash some plates and say opa, and then eat stuffed grape leaves.
Opa is grandfather in Dutch. Why?
Que se so? Oh.
I thought you were launching into your first story
nope.
with that.
No. We're still bashing you.
This is the music they had at the wedding, right?
Stelios and Louise.
All right. I guess we go to the first story.
Man, that was a missed opportunity to walk down the aisle to that song.
Really? It would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been good. You should have told
me. John could get married one day to a fine Greek lady and play that song.
And it turns out that she ends up having a penis.
I hope so.
That would be great.
It would be the best of both worlds.
That reminds me of something. Hammy invited me to this NFL
training farm.
Hammy has a penis?
Hammy has a penis?
He found it now after he lost all the weight.
Hooray!
Opa!
We invited me to this NFL trash talk group. And I think I've talked about it before, but it's a bunch of illiterate meatheads that make me hate football. And you know, they're always like their main go-to joke is the typical jock, like gay, you know, they just make fun of them because they're gay, like they're gay.
Dude,
like
gay.
So,
yeah, man, hey, if you put Roethlisberger in your number one draft pick, you're gay, man.
Yeah,
because everybody knows you need Tony Romo at least. And you Bill Belichick,
like Tony Homo.
Coach.
Am I right, fellas? I swear to you, those people just push down caps lock and rip the key out.
Do you know how I know you're gay?
Because you pick RG3? Oh.
There it is.
That's pretty
That's
much
my lock of the century.
More like RG3 dicks on my ass. Am I right?
So, oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Hey, your sister say something about me?
So, here's what happened. They posted this meme where it was like a Cowboys fan at a urinal wearing a Romo jersey holding hands with a girl. And the girl from behind looked top, but she was also standing at the urinal and saying, you know, typical Cowboys fan, implying the girl has a dick.
Well, that's just a fantastic meme that everyone can get behind.
So then I, of course, my first reply is, I'd suck her dick. And that's the first thing I said under there. And everybody
clean
started
7:15.
Everybody started, Dutch, you would have think I killed their child. Dude, what the fuck? One guy even said, oh, dude, you know what? I'm leaving this conversation because it's back on topic. Fucking gays, fucking faggots, everybody. It was, dude, it was, I've never been, I was
Question,
like,
what was the topic? If that
the
was
Romo, there was just that, a meme about
that Romo holds hands with trannies in the bathroom.
Yes,
that's the topic.
That's the topic.
But you can't say that one the tranny chick is hot. That's
and
off
I
topic.
And I said, what's wrong with you guys? I even said, what's wrong with you guys? She looks hot from behind and probably has a delicious treat in her pants. And they lost their shit. And the thing is,
you're just the worst soul of all time.
But then I, of course, kept playing up the whole. Then one a black guy, ironically, because he thought I was gay, because I wasn't saying I wasn't, obviously. A black guy, there's like 5,000 people in this group. So this black guy goes, hey, man, so happy you guys have rights now, but you have to just ease into things. And I go,
throw that across the plate.
Of course not, especially not about that. But number one, number two, you know how ironic it is? A black guy is telling me, hey, you gay guys just got rights. Calm the fuck down. You fucking asshole.
Like, hey.
You fucking asshole.
If anybody should be more of a champion for gays.
Right. But they're not. And that's the thing is, you know, across the board, they're really not. It's weird.
They hate them.
But
because I guess a lot of black people
fix up their neighborhoods.
A lot of black people are religious, and homosexuality is against that religion.
Oh, it's against God. God's sending all those fags to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. It says in the Bible,
but
all fags go to hell.
I'm just for like championing anybody that gets rights. Like blacks have rights to, you know, vote and, you know, not be slaves. Awesome. Gays can get married. Awesome.
I have this new, I want like a really small group that's not supported. I want people that are Subway spokespeople to be able to fuck kids.
No, that's not okay.
Why don't they get rights?
That's not okay.
They should get rights.
Well, because fucking kids is illegal, Royce.
It's different than being gay. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying people that make delicious, disgusting subs.
A little bit.
I mean, really, it's going to be a really small group, first of all.
Of course, because you're like 5 or 6 years old. They're not going to be that tall.
No. I was talking about, you said Subway spokesperson.
I see what I got confused.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the age, but you meant, okay.
No.
The thing is, though, Marie, I know you have the story, but Jared actually pleaded guilty today to child pornography and having sex with a minor.
Oh, wow.
It was.
Are you joking?
I swear to God.
Swear.
It was a plea deal.
Well, I don't want to swear to God. We should probably swear
to a sub sandwich.
We'll swear to a sub sandwich or to Batman, because sometimes he tells us to swear to me.
Yeah.
So
Batman. I like Batman.
Yeah.
Let's go with Batman.
He pleaded guilty.
Jared Fogel, former Subway spokesperson, expected to plead guilty to child porn charges.
Now, does he have to stay 1,000 subs away from a school?
I don't know.
I will allow 10 Subway pun interruptions throughout the reading
okay,
of this.
Is that one?
That was one.
Okay,
you have 9 left.
Okay, thanks. Oh, everyone has 10.
Everyone.
Oh, that's
in
awesome.
Total.
This is good. Okay, go ahead.
Next up for the Subway guy, prison food? ?
Oh, hold on. Quiznos just tweeted. New slogan for Quiznos. Hey, at least we don't fuck kids.
That's two. Fast food folk hero Jared Fogel will enter a guilty plea Wednesday to possession of child pornography just 5 weeks after the FBI raided his Indiana home, a local television station reported. The plea bargain would mark the end of a good ride for Fogel, who enjoyed worldwide notoriety as the face of Subway franchises after dropping 245 pounds on a diet of its sandwiches. Neither federal prosecutors, the FBI, nor Fogel's attorney, L. Ron Hubbard returned calls Tuesday. That was 3, by the way. Afternoon for comment on the perpetrated plea. And Fox News reported Fogle admitted to possession of child pornography, and federal prosecutors in Indianapolis planned a news conference with details about the stunning case. Stunning. That's not a good choice of words. Let's just pick something else. Surprising.
We found the pictures on Fogle's computer, and the pictures were stunning. I mean, this young man's ass was just stunning.
I don't know if that's how you should describe
just
this event.
Just stunning.
It was just so beautiful.
Juicy and stunning.
Stunning is a word that the writer uses when he's also sexually attracted to the child pornography, but doesn't want to admit it.
Like, and this sucks now. If you actually look at the definition of the word, though, like that's like, you know, like something, stunned. I guess startling would be a better word, but yeah. we just have used that for things that look good,
like stunning beauty.
And you know, now the worst part is that since he did a plea deal, Lieutenant Munch can't volunteer begrudgingly to watch it in the room and go, "I guess I have to watch the porn, guys."
Lieutenant Munchkin?
No, Munch from
Munchkin.
SU.
Oh, Munch.
We represent
the lollipop. The pedophile guild. We have long subs, and Jared's our guy.
I don't get it. Just like, why don't you just do midgets? It's legal.
You know what upsets me about this the most?
Not what? The same. I don't think that's what they're going for. It's not the size thing.
I don't think like them. I have no clue.
It's just that logic is the most retarded thing I've ever heard, Royce.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, look, hey, we're spitballing here. No judgments.
Maybe it's a numbers game. How many children to how many midgets do you know?
There's way more children. I guess that's a good point.
Oh, my. It's more legal.
Yeah.
You're an ass. Subway terminated its 15-year. You're an idiot.
Sorry, I apologize. I meant little people.
That's better.
Oh, that's not. Okay, wait.
That's better.
That's what was wrong, right?
Marie, I don't think he's going to get it.
Okay.
No. Subway terminated its 15-year association.
Stop
with
saying
Fogle.
Terminated. I only think of Terminator, and I don't want to do that right now.
I think of pregnancies.
Jesus.
What?
Little dead babies? Little dead babies in your hands? Put them up to the Lord. Sorry.
Dutch and Royce last night downloaded. Yeah. It was fucking fantastic. Royce is killing me. Subway terminated its 15-year association with Fogle, age 37, last month.
It's been 15 years?
15 queers. Wow.
Really?
Yep.
We're old, bro.
Wow, that's more years than the age of girls he likes.
Indeed.
2,000, wow. Okay.
Last month
he's
following
pre-9/11.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was damning.
Like hearing that information, Royce, kind of like made my heart die a little bit.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like more American right now. Or actually, I feel less American because of him.
More of a pedophile.
Maybe he wasn't a pedophile pre-9/11, but post-9/11, he was just a broken man.
He never forgot to fuck kids.
It's not okay.
That's awful.
It's not okay. Well, wait a minute.
What?
Did he actually touch a real child, or did he only have child porn?
He pled guilty to child porn and to having sex with a minor.
Does it say that in the article you're reading, Marie?
I would love to continue reading. Go. We probably had like 20 interruptions by now.
Sorry. It's a thing that happens.
This is anything new? How long have we been doing this show now?
15 years.
I know. Okay. Subway terminated its 15-year association with Fogle last month, quoting, "We no longer have a relationship with Jared. Hold on, I have a caller. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Caller?
Hello. You're on Hippo Juice. What's up?
Caller?
Come with me if you want to be scooped out and die at a clinic.
Oh, apparently the Terminator has been reprogrammed to give abortions.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's not bad. I'll take that. But I mean, the thing
I don't
is,
have a problem with that movie.
No, which come to think of it, thank you, Terminator, for calling. I don't know if it's a T-800 or T-1000. I want to get it wrong. But thank you, Terminator.
I'll not be back.
Okay, he won't be back. You know, think about it, because I saw half of Terminator Genesis. I still have to finish it. But wouldn't
it got panned by the critics, right?
It's not that bad. It's a Terminator. I mean, you know, it's not that bad. It's a Terminator movie. Whatever. It's better than 3. At least the half I've seen. And also, what's her hot tits from fucking Khaleesi is in it. And she's hot. Yeah, she's Sarah Connor.
I love her so much.
Yeah, I know. She's hot. I mean, very hot. And there's so much guy ass in it. It's fucking beautiful. Anyway.
Anywho.
Roy Black and Crack in the chat room says, too bad he won't go to trial. I want to see him gain weight like Zimmerman.
Oh, that would be good. So, yeah, Subway's saying we no longer have a relationship. So I guess at one point Subway and Jared were dating, but they broke it off when he realized that
they were too old.
Yeah.
Too old.
Maul says, because you know he always travels around with those huge pants. It says he used to stuff toddlers in his old pants.
That's what got him off.
Marie, I have a companion story. Ill-timed.
I never finished. Wait, hold on. We wanted to
finish real quick. Hold on.
Okay, we wanted to find out if he actually claimed that he touched kids.
Okay.
The slimmed down spokesman was left twisting in the legal wind once officials drove in a mobile forensics van with evidence. During the July raid in Zionsville, Indianapolis, the FBI and Indiana State Police seized several computers and DVDs from the home of the married dad.
DVDs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he... Oh, God, this guy was a fucking creep. Okay.
Investigators arrived with a warrant after former head of Fogel's Charitable Foundation was arrested earlier on similar charges.
Why did the band try to help? I don't understand.
Foreigner?
No, warrant.
Oh. Russell
Taylor... I got it.
Thank you, John.
Russell Taylor had more than 500 vile images of child... You didn't have to say vile images.
Yeah, child pornography will do. You don't have to put the... We know
that. You don't need descriptors.
I guess it's better than if they said sexy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Stunning.
Yeah. Taylor unsuccessfully tried to kill himself while behind bars in May. He remains jailed on 8 counts of child pornography.
That's the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Shortly after the raid, a one-time Florida teen journalist... emerged with allegations of creepy comments made by Fogel about underage girls.
What? Well, to be... Okay, come on. Let's not hang him for the comments, at least.
So the journalist is like, wow, you said some creepy shit about underage girls. Let me call the FBI on this guy's ass. Oh, I guess she quoted him saying, middle school girls are hot.
Oof.
Ugh, that's not
something...
You can
get away with high school... I mean, still, but middle school?
Do not get quoted by a journalist saying that. That's not cool.
Dude, the more I look at him now, it's like...
That ruins your career.
Wow. You know, like once the pedophile name gets attached to somebody, like, you look at his face now, it's like, oh, I can see it.
Ill-timed subway game, let kids play with Jared Fogel's pants. Kids could play Jared Fogel's pants in an ill-timed online game that was still live on Subway's website Wednesday.
Oh, no!
The same day it was alleged the ex-pitchman possessed kiddie porn. The free Jared's pants dance game, which was since been removed, featured a pair of Fogel's blue jeans, which are used to catch sandwiches, bottles of water, and other snacks. Fogel allegedly possessed kiddie porn and had sex with minors between 2011 and 2013, according to the federal court documents.
Okay, so
he did have... That's the thing I want to know. He actually fucked kids. That's the difference.
Yeah, I mean... Well, I mean, I don't know. They said minors. It could have been 17 for all we know.
Yeah, it's kind
of... Prosecutors allegedly...
Do you think he was, like, into this shit before they brought him on as the pitch man?
Yeah, yeah. I think this is kind of like a sickness that starts early on.
Because it makes me wonder if, like, when he was fat, if he was, like, one of those, like, fat pedophiles. Like, oh, yeah, you dirty girl.
Fogel faces 5 to 12 years in prison.
That's it?
Wow.
If he was fucking kids, that's it?
But, well, here's the thing. Like,
we don't know the age of the kids.
Does he have a wife? Does he have kids?
Yeah, they said he was married and a father.
Was?
Well, I don't know if she's going to stick by her man. Then again, she stuck by him when he was fat, I suppose.
There's a big difference.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something tells me that she wasn't sticking by him when he was a morbid, obese, fat guy.
I was going to say, I think he got married recently. Well, as in, like, in the last 10 years.
Skinnier and more money, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
Not fatter and I'm walking to Subway to lose weight, Jared.
Well, in a totally unrelated note, Maissa Williams, the girl who plays Arya Stark, is now doing sex scenes. So get used to it.
Yay!
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, this is
She's like, how old is she? She's like super young.
Sean sent this to me. She just turned 18.
Oh.
Thank God.
Man, I can't believe she's already 18. Wow. So everybody's favorite murderous young Stark child from Game of Thrones is all grown up. She's now 18 and is not wasting any time jumping to her first sex scene, which is kind of weird. That's true. She's blind.
She's
now.
Daniel Radcliffe-ing it.
Yeah.
Too old.
Williams is starring in a new indie feature, The Feeling, which takes
place...
The Falling, which takes place...
You were trying to feel, but she's falling.
On
for
a
you.
Dick. I could make that joke now. She's 18. And takes place on an all-girls school. Hot.
Ooh.
No more Dead Poets than Caged Heat, though. That took place at an all-girls school, right?
So it's in it's a 1960s all-girls school thing. Think Dead Poets Society.
Ah, it means the bushes are hairy.
I watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's
another brick in the wall.
It was extremely awkward, but co-star Joel Cole was very sensitive to the fact that I had never done a scene like this before, and it'd been great to work with someone who was so considerate of that. We went out for a couple of lunches and stuff just to get to know each other. And then we had days of rehearsal where we get to know each other's characters and spend a couple hours with each other. So I knew him quite well and we got along. It all paid off in the end.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
She got a load.
Everybody got blowjobs.
Got some dick.
I think that's a sexual innuendo.
She's on this new season of Doctor Who, too, coming up.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
She's a good actress, man.
I like her. Yeah, she's a great actress.
I am excited now.
Yeah, she's very talented.
It's weird, though. I can't really see her like doing like a sex scene.
Because
why
we,
not?
Because
I associate her as Arya Stark. But, so.
Look, post a picture of her from the first season. That's why. It's tough.
She's just
unless you're Jared,
yeah.
But
unless you're Jared,
then you could only think of that.
By the way, Dennis said, "You never know. Maybe the kids fucked him." Hashtag totally different.
You know, that's not an excuse.
You're just a horrible person, Dennis.
That's not a good excuse.
That's not okay. That is not okay.
Just a piece
or
of shit.
Is it?
No, it is not.
I love Dennis.
I mean, I love Dennis too, but he has some fucked up shit going on in his head.
Yeah,
he'll be all right.
I guess we all do.
When you're from an Eastern Bloc country, that's what happens.
Yeah,
I suppose
when you grow up over there, it does bad things to you.
Guys, I think he's just Putin us on.
No, you're better than that.
No, I don't approve of this.
I don't approve of this pun.
That's funny. I'm funny. I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Cool story, Hazel.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
Okay, stop.
Enough. Okay.
I was annoying me with that.
I know.
You guys get into these battles, and I can't compete.
Yeah, well, some people have rap battles. Me and Dutch, we have
drop battles.
Yeah, drop battles.
Dutch
spaghetti.
And then me and Sean have battles.
Oh, you're right, Sean. Dutch and Wern.
Sean.
We're in jurors.
You guys are in rare form.
You're in rare form.
Am I?
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah,
am
bitch.
I? When the most embarrassing thing happened to another person that was witness
giving
head.
Oh, Sean sent me this too.
Roadhead?
Go ahead.
Sean,
ooh,
you
I
sent
love
it?
Roadhead. Actually, I don't.
Sean, you sent this article? About
I did.
The...
I
it's
find
a hot article.
Do you want to read it?
I don't like reading.
He doesn't like reading.
I know you don't. I just thought that maybe you were interested in Roadhead.
Then I had to put away my game and open up my email and read and stuff.
And try.
Is that what you call your penis, your game?
Just trying as hard. And I just like putting Sean on the spot.
I was like, why would I do something like that?
I don't know. If you're a sexually adventurous type, which all of us are, then you might be well-versed in the rules of Roadhead. All right, before I continue, what are the rules of Roadhead?
It can't be a stick shift.
Cannot be a stick shift.
Why can't it be a stick shift?
I had a stick shift and it's very difficult because then it's
hard.
How do you
man.
Change gears? Because they have to go over.
Any other
unless
rules?
If they're tiny enough to sit like in your lap, like on the floorboard.
Well, really? That's again, Jared.
All right, Jared.
Yeah, stop fogling this.
All right, so only rule.
No, I actually got that one time from a girl that was like.
Okay, there's two rules to Roadhead: no stick shifts and no biting.
Never biting. Biting is never allowed.
Well, biting is basically, that's a rule for any kind of head. Doesn't have to necessarily mean Roadhead.
But what if you like biting?
There's a couple different rules. Number one, the driver has to make sure you're it's a fucking smooth road. You can't be doing it on a cobblestone hot fucking
road. Right. Dirt roads are out of the question.
Or those speed bumps that have like six in between.
Yeah.
Those old brick roads are not good.
No, it's like, and you have to be going at safe speed. Probably, you're not doing rush hour traffic, so not stop and go.
Yeah, it has to be generally like a highway where you can put it in cruise control if you need to.
And the girl should have a plan before she starts to know what she's going to do with the sweet, delicious cum. So
swallow.
Yeah, she has to be a swallower. That's
right.
The rule.
Exactly, but
you're not
going
to spit it out the window.
That would be hilarious.
I've only known two people that didn't like swallowing.
You ever had that? Like relationships
never lasted.
You know, like when you're traveling fast, you try to spit out the window, but you're traveling too fast.
It comes inside
the wind, and it hits the side of your window.
Yep,
that's the worst.
I mean, I guess you could have like an empty Gatorade bottle or something where you could like spit it and cap it.
By the way, because this Spider McGee posted a picture of Bill Cosby, he has to be so happy right now. Because Bill Cosby has a lot of heat lifted off him right now because of this Jared thing.
Right.
Now he's at the center.
Child fucking usually really takes the cake on any kind of story.
Listen here to anyone that's ever gotten into trouble ever. In this day and age, wait 2 weeks and someone else will do something worse and you'll be fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So don't worry about
it. Okay, so Roadhead.
Sound advice.
Says, if you're a sexually adventurous type, then you might be well versed in the rules of Roadhead, but there is a first time for everything, and one Redditor was brave enough to share her humiliating first experience with the internet.
Okay, so it's a lie. Okay.
And it's not really that she performed the sex act badly. It was who
that she's making it up on Reddit, and now people are taking it as a news story.
It was who caught her in the act.
I know. I'm cynical. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is TIFU?
Shut the fuck up.
No.
It's not.
Wow.
I can't read.
Wow.
Well, whatever TIFU stands for, by living out one of my boyfriend's fantasies.
TIFU. Somebody in the chat room will figure it out.
My boyfriend has always wanted me to give him head while he's driving. I've been pretty reluctant to give it a go for a couple of reasons. Like if we went over a bump and I accidentally bit his member, or if he crashes because he closes his eyes or something. But nothing could have prepared me. Today I fucked up. Okay, thank you. Today I fucked up by living out one of my boyfriend's fantasies. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened when I eventually gave it a shot. Generally, these kinds of things are really important and are enough to scare people away. But we are talking about the Indiana Jones of blowjobs here, so let's see how it goes. At the beginning, I told him to keep an eye out for cars passing and to tell me so I could stop in time. But as we got more and more into it, I didn't care anymore.
If cars are passing, ladies, so you know, pro tip, unless they're big trucks, if you're giving, they can't see because you're being covered by the door. They'll just think he's driving by himself. So I don't even worry about that. Unless it's a semi, because semis can look down. And who gives a shit? At that point...
Well, what she's not adding is it was a convertible.
Well, okay. And what she's not adding is it was a bicycle. But while...
Also, make sure you have like the really thick... tinted windows.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. At that point, if you're giving head in a car, who gives a shit if people see?
All right.
Yeah. I've caught a couple doing a few times.
As we got more into it, I didn't care. And then, in fact, it was turning me on that people may know what's going on. Plus, at this stage in the journey, the roads were getting quieter. I live on a pretty quiet small town street, so there weren't many people talking.
Manhattan.
Taking the same route as us that day. This is when it all went downhill. You know what also went downhill? That giant boulder that tried to squash Indiana Jones.
Oh, she's
and
going back
the
to
Lost
the Indiana
Star.
Jones.
Come on,
thing.
Girl, tell us how you outran that boulder. I would like to stay anonymous without giving too much away. I will just add that the airport I had arrived in that day is in a city that my father works in 3 days a week. I had forgotten this fact and that he comes home on Thursday evenings. The thought hadn't even occurred to me to ask him for a lift home, as my boyfriend had return plans since he heard about the trip. I never thought what happened was even remotely possible. Rule of thumb, things that you don't think are possible should always, always be considered possible. My boyfriend starts slowing down. We're about to turn into the start of my home road. Just as he starts, I hear someone calling his name. A car pulled up beside him. I can hear the voice saying, "What the fuck?" And I realize that I recognize that voice. I look up and see my father staring back at me through the open windows.
Oh, no.
She totally Ferris Bueller'd it.
He just looks to me, to my boyfriend, aghast, turns to face the road and keeps driving. And that's the one. Dad, dear old dad, the first man in a girl's life who only wants to protect her from danger, and the last man on earth who wants to witness the sexual goings on of his little baby daughter.
I never want kids.
Why don't they just, like, you know, like Roadhead should be done at night.
Roadhead can be done.
You can do Roadhead during the day.
Yeah, just don't drive home to your
parents'
house.
That's kind of like the allure of it is that you're doing it in public.
Yeah.
But man, God, have you guys ever had like your parents walk in on you doing weird shit like that?
No.
Not just Roadhead, but like anything sexual?
No.
Nope.
But I locked my door.
And also, I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Also,
I got out of there a long time ago.
Yeah.
And also, we're not stupid.
Okay, well, fuck me for trying to get a conversation going.
No, to be
Go
fair,
ahead.
To be
Sorry.
Fair, to be fair, Dutch probably had a higher percentage of somebody walking in with a bigger family. I mean, we had a smaller family, so I'm sure statistically speaking, Dutch probably had...
The majority of my walk-ins were just me jerking off.
Oh, no, jerking off. I thought you meant having sex.
Well, that too, but I told you guys a story where I had that guy from, like, Nigeria who was my...
Sending you money? He was a prince?
No. He actually was from Nigeria. He was my roommate in college. And he was
like
a foreign
exchange
student. And he walked in on me.
Your roommate was robbing
you? He was like,
him?
Oh, shit. In like that weird
dear sir or madam, I am a prince from Nigeria.
Okay, you're stuck on that. Whatever.
I need
$1 million American dollars.
But it's covered with this ink. And if you send me $25,000...
I will send you the potion to clean it off.
I love potions.
People still fall for that dumb shit, huh?
I fall for potions.
It is made from ground rhino horn.
That's good. As far as to answer your question, we never got caught, but we have fooled around on like air mattresses during like family like gatherings during holiday seasons when we had to be out in the living room.
Yeah. But
no one ever woke up. We were quiet. So, yeah. I just never got caught.
As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah. Oh, I like this next story because it's talking about something that I was actually mentioning to you the other day, Royce.
Okay, go ahead.
Half of young people don't identify as being 100% straight.
Mm-hmm.
So
Half of young people.
Half. So the theory, before I read on to see how close it works with mine, I was telling him I had a theory that I don't think that there's straight people and gay people. I think that there is a spectrum of homo to heterosexuality where I don't think anyone is 100% one way or another. You can be like 1%, but anyone can say that's an attractive person relating to the same sex. Like, you may not want to actually, like, have sex with them, but you can recognize...
So it's a sliding scale on a 1 to 10.
It's a sliding scale. And I think that you can recognize somebody being attractive of the same sex or the opposite sex.
On a 1 to 10 scale, where would you say you are? 1 being the straightest, 10 being gay.
12.
You see... You can't go. You can't turn it up that high.
10 is gay.
10 is gay.
1 is straight.
1 is straight.
4.
No, I'm turned all the way up, bro.
4. Dutch, what about you?
I wish I was 10, but I think I'm a 1 or a 2.
Yeah,
these girls are just obnoxious.
He's kind of like homophobic. And
yeah,
I'd say 4.
No. They didn't say that 1 was homophobic.
What about you, John?
I would say like maybe like a 4 or 3.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I would say 2 or 3 only because that Chris Hemsworth, man, you say what you want, but
ooh,
you get,
Thor.
You blow him.
Ooh, hold on a second.
Because I'll admit that like I've like jerked off to watching videos of like Bailey J.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, exactly.
Hold on. Yeah. I didn't think about that for
that
a second.
Counts. That counts.
Like guys and chicks. Now the whole transsexual
that counts.
Thing adds
it counts.
A whole other layer.
It's not straight.
Exactly.
It's,
that's what I'm saying. There's
yeah,
not black
layer
and
hot.
So you it's got not it. Black and white. There's gray area.
That's why I'm
okay,
I'm probably 3 or 4.
Up for like a yeah, 2 or 3.
I'm 3
it's
or
more
4.
More like a gay area?
Gay area.
But let me be clear. The videos that show girl on
that's
girl, not girl with guy. Because
I get
the guys
it.
Is sucking a dick.
Transsexuals, that doesn't make you gay.
No, makes you an explorer.
There yeah. you go. Adora the Explorer.
Like Dora the Explorer.
Fucking, come on, guys.
Es no hablo penis.
I don't.
All right, well, let's...
Can you find the penis on the map?
John,
good job!
What kind of Dora the Explorer episodes are you watching?
The one Jared had?
The one from Aqua Teen Forever, where they actually made Dora the Explorer. It turned out she does, like, Banger Bros.
Gotcha.
That was an actual episode. It was fantastic.
All right, well, let's see what this article says and see, you know, if it kind of aligns with what we were talking about. It says, almost half of young people in the UK would not define themselves as 100% straight.
Ah, but that's the UK. They're all weird over there.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? YouGov asked 1,632 people to plot themselves on a Kinsey scale of sexuality, from 0 being exclusively heterosexual to 6 being exclusively homosexual.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I had a 1 to 10. They had a 0 to 6.
What's...
No one knows.
I don't know the Kinsey
scale. Why did she get to have this whole thing named after her?
I don't know.
Among Kinsey.
Among the population as a whole, 72% of adults chose 0, with just 23% differing. 4% ranked themselves as exclusively homosexual, with 19% identifying as somewhere on the spectrum between the two. However, among 18 to 24-year-olds who are likely to have grown up in a more accepting environment, the figures are very different. I'll put the graph, I guess, in the chat
Rose
room
says,
so you can take a look at it.
Rose says in the chat, I find chicks hot, but I like dick way too much. No, I get it. I mean, obviously, you have a preference one way or the other. But
here's the thing, though. With girls can get away with it way more than dudes can as far as that goes. Like, it's a lot more acceptable for
socially,
a chick
yes.
who's
socially,
straight
yes.
to make out with or eat out or whatever another girl. If a dude does that, he's gay for the
amen.
Rest of his life.
By the way, Dutch, amen to that. But it's stupid. It's just socially like that, but it shouldn't really matter.
It shouldn't, but that's where we're at right now.
It goes back to that whole, like, you know, like I said, that whole stupid football thing. There's still that meathead population out there. You know, they're like, you fucking, none of my kids better be a faggot, but they jerk off every day to lesbian porn. It's like, well, dude, you know?
Right.
You know, come on.
Exactly. Says just 46% of young people would rank themselves as zero exclusively heterosexual, mm-hmm. compared to 49% who pick something else. However, the sharp increase is not due to a much greater proportion of people who are exclusively gay, which was just 6% as identifying exclusively homosexual. Rather, 43% of people identified themselves as somewhere between exclusively homo and heterosexual, showing people increasingly see sexuality as a less polarized way.
Implying that gay is abnormal?
Not abnormal, just gay.
Where are you on the Kinsey scale? I'll read them here for you, okay? Zero, exclusively straight. One, predominantly straight, only incidentally gay. Two, predominantly straight, but more than incidentally gay. Three.
Hold on. Dude, they're not explaining anything. This is a terrible scale right off the bat because they're not explaining. Like, if they were to explain, okay, one, exclusively, I've never jerked off to, I've never had any experience with anybody in the same sex.
Well, hold on. Here's
that would make more sense, but you can't just say predominantly, non-predominantly. Hold on.
here's how I see it. And maybe I'm wrong.
Incidentally, or then... Yeah,
here's how I see it.
It's not intuitive,
so far to me.
Yeah, but here's how I see it. I think only incidentally means you weren't actively looking for it, but something turned you on of the same sex. That's what I think one is. Number
so like transsexuals?
No, maybe. I mean, I would say that's more two, which is predominantly straight, but more than incidentally gay. If you actively go look for tranny porn, you may be two, in my opinion, you know? Number three, equally straight and gay. That's bisexual, 50-50. That one's easy. Then number four, predominantly gay, but more than incidentally straight, which is the flip side of that.
Three.
Number five, predominantly...
What?
Predominantly gay, only incidentally straight. Number six, exclusively gay. Where John. Do you... 0 to 6. Let's go around the room. Where are you? 0 to 6, Marie.
I guess a 3.
3. Equally straight and gay. Okay. Dutch.
I would have a 0 to... I would have to be like a 1.
Okay. John?
What's the scale from again?
0 to 6.
Yeah, it's like a 3.
Equally straight and gay? You're bisexual.
You're bisexual?
Not that
no,
I care.
No, but like I said before from that other one, the scale of...
I would say probably 2. Predominantly straight, but more than incidentally gay. That's what I'm going to think. I'm going to say that. What about you, Sean?
I would probably be a 2.
2? Yeah, I think 2, same reason. I'm thinking only because I have actively gone out and looked for Bailey J and all that. I've actively done it. So I can't lie and say I haven't, you know?
Every time I
You've been in
Bailey
the same
J
state
now,
as Bailey J?
Shit, it's fantastic.
Wow.
It's great.
I'm going to say 2. Wow, this show is way not as straight as I thought. That was way not... This thing opened some fucking eyes.
How are you?
A whole chunk of our listeners.
How are you surprised?
Fuck, I remember in high school everyone thought I was gay because I fucking like was like banging I started dudes. Out being a model.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, okay, that's cool. That's
models are generally gay though.
Yeah, and also I wouldn't date anybody from my high school because they're all assholes.
Weren't they though?
I love how the fact that you make it seem like you were the one who decided not to date.
Well, hold on, he may not have.
None of the girls, all the girls were clamoring for you, but you were like, nah, you're asshole.
He might not have met girls.
You don't get this dick.
Royce, where's Royce? What about when I was in the band with the person we no longer name, and there was that one girl that was trying to get with me, and I was like blowing her off completely, and she asked an entire bar,
yeah.
"Is he gay?" Because I'm
is
throwing
he gay
myself
because
at
I'm, and I was like, "No, he's not gay. Maybe you're just ugly. Like, calm down, lady."
Well, that's what I was thinking about with stupid Jesse. She's like, she thought I was gay because I had a slight V-neck on when we were at the live event.
Well, I mean, she kind of nailed you.
Yeah.
I still think that every day.
Of my life. And not because of the V-neck. Dutch, it says 1 on the scale, but he's kissed me. I want to keep that in
mind. Yeah, that was a goof.
That's why
I didn't say 0.
Good point.
I said 1.
Good point.
I think that defines you as more than incidentally. If you kissed dudes, you actively went out to kiss me.
Put me as a 2 then. I did intentionally do that. I did kiss Royce on his luscious Cuban soft,
I have good lips.
Non-chapped
they're
very moisturized.
They're very they're nurturing.
It was weird.
Yeah, they're nurturing.
Yeah, they're nurturing.
Semen.
Very
semen.
Nurturing.
Semen.
Yeah. Semen. That's the word. Sean got it.
That's
semen.
That's the one.
Okay. Well, then, hey, there you go.
Cinnamon. Semen.
All right.
Say, well, this conversation. This conversation is a perfect lead into this next BuzzFeed article.
Yes, would piss me off.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. BuzzFeed, yes.
Oh, my God. I love lists.
And we're only twos on the fucking scale.
Dear men.
What?
Yes!
Please what? Stop wearing cargo shorts.
No. Fuck you, BuzzFeed.
Fuck you.
No. Here's Dutch. This
tell me what to wear.
Dutch. BuzzFeed.
They're convenient because I don't like to have my wallet in my front.
No.
Or back
you
pockets.
Like the button.
I like to have them next to my knee.
You know why? Because it's not going to fall out of there because you can button it up, put it right there in the cargo side.
Yeah, fuck you, BuzzFeed. No,
yeah,
I'm not going
but,
to.
But fuck BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed's the same one. Like, women should be able to wear whatever they want and you have to fucking respect them.
Don't
but
tell
men.
Me how to wear my cargo shorts. It's convenient. Because you cunts are always going, can you hold my wallet for me?
Can you hold my keys?
Hold up.
Can you hold this?
I refuse to wear things that have pockets in them. So I must wear more pockets so it makes more sense for us to go out at night.
Hold up. Before
yeah,
you guys, before
that,
you guys
slaughter her for that.
Before you guys get angry, a man wrote this article.
Pablo Valdiva,
yeah, a real man, man's man.
Before I get angry,
there you go.
He's already angry.
I will agree with all of you fellows that I will wear things that do not have pockets and require an additional pockets on your persons to hold my shit.
Yes.
So. Yeah, she'll do that.
Right. So
I have to wear cargo shorts for work. So what the
who
fuck?
Who does this fucking cunt fag think he is to tell us not to wear cargo shorts?
Here you go. This is his Twitter if you want to see him.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think he showed a picture of him. He looks like a cunt.
With the amount of things in the world, I love how like the things we pick out to get angry about. And I'm actually angry about this.
Indeed. Well, let's hear him out. Let's find out what
Pablo.
He says.
Pablo. You and your shit haircut.
Let's say
we didn't grow a real beard, you queer.
Let's see what Pablo from BuzzFeed says about cargo shorts. He says, a deadly plague has infected America for far too long now. It has contaminated our neighborhoods and killed men off in the comfort of their own homes.
But he's trying to be funny.
Yeah,
trying
I guess he's
is
saying
a keyword.
Suburbia hasn't been the same since. Dads everywhere are at high risk. Even our pets have been traumatized, showing a picture of a adorable little kitty in the side pocket of some cargo shorts, which, you know what? Now I'm pissed that more men aren't putting small kittens in their cargo shorts.
I'm gonna start putting Pepper in my cargo short pocket.
I would gravitate towards that puppy in a pocket like nobody's business. Like white on rice. Like bees on honey. I would just run to your knee and go,
flies on shit, which is what this article is so far.
Shit.
There he is.
They're claiming that the cat's terrified. I think that the cat's feeling safe and snug inside his cargo short pants. Scientists call this plague cargo shorts.
No, shut up. Scientists, there's no scientists involved in this.
You don't know that. Are you
again,
a scientist?
Attempted humor.
Do you think BuzzFeed, I think BuzzFeed has scientists that research cargo pants.
No, I don't think they have not one.
No, they, well, yeah, they probably have like two or three.
No, doubtful.
No, well, okay, yeah, it's probably the four or five.
And look, here's the picture. Luckily, the fashion world has been tirelessly working on a cure for quite some time. Men, say hello to every other pair of shorts in existence. I don't like shorts that are way above the knee. Never have, never will. I don't like shorts that fucking so tight. I don't like them. I want to be comfortable if I'm wearing shorts. This is stupid.
Right, well, but here's the thing, though. Like, I do think it's dumb when you see guys are wearing shorts that are basically, like, this side of sailor shorts or you know... What are those ones called? Like where it's like all the way down, like midway through the calf, like shit that Kevin Smith wears.
There's a name for it.
No, but I'm talking about
like, women wear them.
Spants.
No, damn it.
Are you
shorts?
Wait,
capri shorts.
Capris.
There you go. Sorry.
Oh, well, Kevin Smith wears are not capris.
I love
capris.
I'm just saying that's length, but he wears like jorts that are all the way down. Whatever.
That's more like it.
Capris
are really comfortable.
Every picture of here of the shorts that we should wear are really short and really tight. I'm assuming this guy is gay because I think that he just wants to see guys' bulges, which is fine, but say that at the beginning.
Yeah, be like, hey, by the way, guys, I want to see your dicks more.
The problem is that the pictures of the men in these short shorts that
are models.
Are models. They're
show us your dicks.
They're very attractive, skinny men that can pull off shorts above the knee that are tight in the groin region.
Oh, and then he even said, you can even cut some old jeans and they'll still look better. No, they won't. You look like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You were saying?
I mean, these men are incredibly attractive, and the pants are actually just a hindrance to me seeing their junk.
Some skeptics will try to convince you that cargo shorts are practical, but at what cost, is what he's saying.
It's a hindrance. And I posted the link in the chat because these are all embedded Instagram photos, and fuck embedding those into our chat room. That takes way too much time to right click, inspect element, find the actual URL source and copy paste that. And no.
Do women go fuck yourself. Do women give a shit if men wear cargo shorts? I can't imagine they do.
I have never once given a shit.
Like, what does it matter?
No, that's what's given.
We wear because
I
same
wouldn't
reason.
Give a shit if everyone walked around in pajama pants. I would understand that. They're fucking comfortable.
She's got a goddamn good point. But no, but I mean, like, especially, that's the thing. I don't want to fucking wear tight pants because this asshole is saying that, no, you know what? You know what we need? We need this guy.
He's an LA queer, and that's what they do. Here's the rule of thumb. The center of your knee, like the center of your kneecap, that's how low down and high up your shorts should come. The center of your kneecap.
Well, this
anything
Pablo,
lower than that, it's a little weird. But you know, somewhere around there, like within like a 3-inch radius.
This Pablo
that's what you
guy,
should shoot for.
This Pablo guy wants you to have it right above the knee.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I see. I'm telling him he's wrong.
Ma says above the knee stuff on guys makes you look like a giant douche. Yeah, it makes you look like your dad's a lawyer.
It is kind of douchey to wear that because it's kind of like pretentious. Like, hey, I'm hip with the LA crowd.
If you're wearing things above the knee, it looked like you just walked out of the Hamptons using your parents' guest house while they're on vacation over in Greece, and you're throwing parties with your dude bros.
So then, what if the shorts are like right at the knee, so that you can, you know, that so that they don't, whenever you're like lifting your legs to like reach for something, that they don't get caught
right at the knees. Right at the knees.
At the knee is acceptable.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's just when they go like above when
it's awkwardly above the knee.
Yes.
Then it's just like, what?
Like I said, you have a 3-inch buffer zone at the center of your kneecap, and then that's where your shorts should land.
It's what about for workout shorts or for obstacle races?
Workout shorts, you could go a little higher if you're running because it could be annoying if they're too low. But even still,
that's if you're working out. We're talking about just regular going out and about in fashion.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I never judge anyone in what they work out in.
Yeah, that's true. Why
would you go wherever the fuck you want?
Half the people I know that work out and stuff are high school shit that's 10 years old, and you just kept it because it's the most comfortable shirt to run in.
For me, I have like a full leotard, you know.
You have a leotard?
Yeah.
Why do you wear a leotard?
The entire thing's a onesie. Because it's comfy.
Mm-hmm. And he likes his package to be secure when he's jumping.
I know, because you can actually see the fact that I'm
and Dutch only does old-timey workouts, jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Lifting anvils.
Lifting anvils over his head. It's very weird. He does it outside and at the beach.
I've gotten arrested a few times, but...
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sir, this is not a gym.
No, sir, this is my home. Can you please stop?
My home is America. Are you not American?
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Yeah.
Sir, please get out of my backyard.
So this Pablo douchebag just wants America to be run by a whole bunch of other douchebags?
I don't even wear jeans anymore. Like, I wear jeans like twice a year. Like, I don't even like jeans.
Florida, it's a whole different
thing. But I know why. I get it. It's fucking ridiculous. But it's so fucking hot.
Now, I will throw...
That's my point. Temperature dictates what you wear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't even get, like, a decent pair of, like, jean shorts anymore. So, like, you're better off... So that's
nobody
why
wears jean shorts anymore. I will go with him. If he were to talk about jorts, nobody wears those anymore.
You mean, like, the ones you're wearing in this picture, Dutch, in the chat room?
I'm wearing jorts?
No, you're
wearing... No. Those are Daisy Dukes, man.
Yeah, that's something entirely different.
Look how good my ass looks.
It looks nice. Yeah, this is why I'm a 2.
Sean, remember, he wanted to give himself a 1 wearing those pants.
I know.
Look, the audacity. Because I'm wearing... I said I was a 2. We established that.
Dutch in those pants makes people a 2, and he wants to be a 1.
He corrected himself.
I corrected myself after we established the rules.
He did. Now, I will throw a wrench into this conversation.
Don't, it'll hurt.
Okay, I won't.
Okay,
I will.
Wait, is it a 6-inch wrench or one of those big 12-inch?
It's a 12-inch.
That's gonna kill somebody.
It's a 12-inch, but
that's like
I will.
A BioShock weapon.
Don't worry, I'll just gently place it in the center of this conversation.
Okay, thank you.
And that is board shorts.
Board shorts are.
I love
board shorts. Only for the beach, or board shorts just Like, I'm wearing, actually, I'm wearing.
No, as a life choice.
As a life choice. Board shorts are okay.
As a life choice.
I wear board shorts around the house. Like, when I get off work, I'll wear those to, like, do the lawn or whatever.
That's what I'm wearing now. I have basketball shorts for that, like, around the house.
Or that, too. Yeah, whatever's available. They're both just as comfy.
I mean, because nothing is going to be above the knee, though.
No.
It's I have the longest legs in the world.
We know.
It's not. No, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, you have a problem finding shorts, period, because of the way your legs are.
Yeah, you're shaped to like a praying mantis.
It's not identical, but it's somewhat it's similar.
After sex, he eats the other person just like one.
He's been dead for weeks.
I was about to say, why haven't we seen her?
Because he killed her and ate her for sustenance.
He ate her for nourishment to feed the young.
Still, you know, gnawing on the carcass.
Every once in a while. More Life Radio!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
original. Yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed off.
My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now deep deep, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep deep, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say Deep Deep. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know. And now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad at us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australia.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
High Society Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing, so I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah. So let's go.
Okay, look. You want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
How did the world ever get like this?
Second hour, Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Brondo's got what plants craves.
It's got electrolytes.
Bravo on that one.
It's getting, well, man, you know, people always say it, but we're getting there. We are getting there.
There's articles talking about getting there.
We're getting
there. We're here. We're there.
Get used to it.
Not yet, Sean, but almost. When we're buttfuckers open up, then I'm with you. When there's buttfucker franchise.
When you can get a degree from Costco and a hand job from Starbucks, we're there.
I am ready for President Camacho. I'm telling you that right now.
You went to law school at Costco?
I know. I can't believe I got in either.
Terry Crews was the president of the United States.
Terry Crews is still my president.
Terry Crews could become president.
I think that it would make America a better place.
I don't disagree with that statement.
He would be on TV all the time.
I love that movie. It's and it was panned when it first came out. And people don't realize it was absolutely panned. And it just like Office Space too. Like Mike Judd has these movies when they first come out, no one gives a shit about them. But eventually you grow to go, wow, he knew what the fuck he was talking about.
I'm sure he just had a nightmare one night and was just like,
dude. Oh my god, everybody's masturbating and eating Taco Bell.
Shut up, Baton.
Well, I mean, so when you go to Walmart, it's pretty basically a one-stop shop. When you can get your eyes examined, you can do your taxes, and then you can go to Subway.
You masturbate in the aisle on like a stuffed animal, and
no, I don't think you can do. You could if you wanted to, but I don't think it's allowed.
I, for one, am a fan of President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
See?
That was his full name, by the way. For anyone keeping track, anyone keeping score at home, get your scorecards out.
Oh, boy.
What do we want to go to next?
What do we want to go to next?
Shutting up.
Let's see here. Kentucky clerk defies federal judge order, refuses to issue marriage license to gay couple?
Yep. Right?
Well, how
do your job?
Just do your goddamn job.
How can you?
I hope she got fired.
How can you defy a federal judge order?
By saying I'm not doing it.
By being a dick?
Yeah, being a dick.
Okay. Well,
being a dick.
You know what city he's from in Kentucky?
What city?
Moorhead. A Kentucky clerk's office turned away a gay couple seeking a marriage license on Thursday, defying a federal judge's order that dismissed her argument involving religious freedom.
Now, okay, let's say I've read the Bible twice, front to back. Now, I know
it's awful.
It's terrible. The movie's way better.
It's a hard read.
The movie's way better. But there's a line, of course, the man shall not lay with another man. But nowhere in the Bible does it say you cannot marry gay. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say you'll go to hell if you marry a gay couple. So at this point, it's just an interpretation of another interpretation of another interpretation, which, by the way, has been flawed since the beginning.
Prove
but
it.
Let's just go. Just, you know, having common sense normally helps to
well,
prove
you
it.
Know.
Well, now, it says that. But when it says that in the Bible, that's just for what lack of a whatever, it, like, okay, yeah, man shall not lay with another man doesn't mean the people that marry the man and the other man are going to get shit for it. It's their choice if they choose to, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So what the fuck?
Well, I'll tell you what the fuck, John. Rowan County Clerk's Kim Davis's office turned away David Moore and David Ermold.
Less. Oh.
Oh, wait. Well, you can't be gay and have the same first name.
Yeah, David and David.
David and David.
Let's go hang out with the Davids. David and David. No, I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
Get two separate names. Be original. Don't be queers.
D square.
Just
now, I understand everyone's like shit's you. All emotional right now.
So this county clerk denied them
a
marriage
license.
I like
to call them county twerks.
Thank you. Just hours after the U.S. district judge ordered her to do the opposite.
Oh, well, what a bitch. Well,
then she needs to get fired. There you go.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but now they fire her, and then she sues because of religious freedom, and some lawyer's going to take it, and we're going to spend more fucking money because this cunt wanted to make a scene.
This complaint was brought to you by Carl's Jr. Why do you keep
it's
saying that?
It's just the idiocracy because they pay me every time I do.
Deputy Clerk Nathan Davis said the office was advised by its attorneys with the Christian law firm Liberty Counsel to continue refusing.
First off, I want a Jewish law firm every time.
No. They
I'm
wanted,
sorry,
they wanted
but that's
the,
what I want.
They wanted the Christian law firm.
No! Why?
To because
they
they're
don't
telling,
sound as ruthless.
No, I want the Jewish law firm.
I want the Jewish boys.
They're the ones that are encouraging them to continue refusing same-sex couples as it appeals the ruling to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, well, you see, that would be great if this country was a theocracy, but it's not, so they can eat dicks.
Right, it's a democracy.
So guess what? What you have to do is...
It's not. It's a constitutional republic.
So what you have to do is you have to marry them or go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are your fucking options.
Well, Kim Davis has argued that her
I don't care what Kim Davis says. It doesn't matter what
the
she
Huffington
says.
Post or HuffPo.
Oh, fuck the Huffington Post. Can we just go there?
Yeah.
She says
they're the worst.
Her deeply held Christian beliefs prevent her from issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
After how many times has she been divorced?
Okay, then you need to 17. Find a new job.
Is it 17?
Then go work at a church.
After the U.S. Supreme Court ruled gay marriage bans to be unconstitutional, Davis stopped issuing licenses to any couple, gay or straight.
Rose believes in a dickocracy in the chat room. She,
Oh, I stand by that.
All right. I am firmly will grab that.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard stance on that policy.
Are these going to be... Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, from what you said, how, like, they're tax exempt. Do you think eventually the Supreme Court's going to say that they have to,
it'll
pay taxes?
Never happen. I want it to happen. I think churches, you can have as many churches as you want. There's freedom of religion, but freedom of religion never meant freedom of not paying taxes.
Nope.
And somehow they finagled it into not paying it, and they're never going to.
No, well, it's nonprofit. They say that they're a nonprofit organization, but the Catholic Church alone is worth trillions of dollars.
I think just in, this is not counting the property they own, but just in money, I think it's $58 billion. That's not counting land. That's
now, what's
just
Counting Crows?
Counting Crows is a great band.
It's a band from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Dutch
the guy
hates.
Had a hair piece.
Mr. Jones and me. Bernie Henny, burn it down.
Thank
I don't
you
know what your problem is explaining. With that, Dutch.
He's looking at you. I don't think so. She looking at me.
Well, since she stopped issuing any licenses because of her temper tantrum.
Then she should stop being issued paychecks.
It's not yet reported whether they called her a wambulance.
Five couples have already sued her, and the U.S. District Judge David L. Bunning on Wednesday
ordered him.
David Bunning?
Sounds like a real hardliner.
Ordered her to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling. He wrote that her refusal likely...
Nobody at the beginning of the story would have guessed we would be playing a Counting Crows song right now. Nobody would have guessed it.
Well, joke's on you.
Conversation. Here.
You guys are all nailing
this. Wow, his fighting plays.
Thing sucks.
I'm not a music major. What do you want from me?
Okay, go ahead.
You know that green is my favorite color.
Well, I'll just continue reading the story. You guys continue singing.
Not you guys. Don't let me with them. I hate this band.
One of the two Davids, in a tearful plea, called her actions cruel and said they were representative of the continued discrimination faced by gay couples.
Exactly.
In Kentucky, county clerks issued marriage licenses, but some else must solemnize the marriage before the license can be filed with the county clerk.
Kentucky's fucking weird, because I was reading this article the other day that Vice had about, like, East Kentucky, how it's almost a third world country. Like, there's areas that don't have water, don't have power. It's
really,
they don't have supermarket chain. It's just their own. Read about them. It's really
Wild West.
These fucking hill people, you know, it's fucking crazy. And they are really hard.
I want to contribute to the conversation, but I can't if this shitty band is playing in the background.
What do you mean? This band is great. I think it's adding
the only song I really like by them, to be honest.
It's the only song anybody knows by them.
That's not true.
No, they did a song for the Shrek movie.
Yeah, they did. There you go.
Same.
It was
It
was Mr. Shrek and
no,
me.
No, Counting Crows did do the sad song.
Yeah, dick.
What was the name of the song? That's my point.
No one knows.
The Shrek song.
Exactly.
The Shrek sad song by Counting Crows. That's it. That's what it's called. I'm with Joel, though. I really don't want to continue reading over the song.
Okay, fine.
You guys are no fun.
Would you prefer some Matchbox 20?
No, that doesn't
prefer
even...
Prefer just having
the play some Dave, man.
Hey, fans call him Dave. Sean.
Dave's not here,
fans,
man.
Fans call him Dave. Sorry, go ahead.
Play some Dave, dude.
Dave's not Dave here, is...
But, you know, like, speaking of, like, Kentucky, like...
Look at Marie.
What did... The pitch man for for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Colonel Sanders.
Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's actually.
What did Daryl Hammond do?
It's Norm MacDonald.
Like,
now.
Have
now
Norm MacDonald.
Well,
like, did they realize that he was just mocking?
I will tell you what happened. If you listen to Dutch and Royce, we talked about it yesterday. Marie, go ahead.
We did. Davis argued that issuing same-sex marriage licenses.
That's Dave.
That contain her signature is the same as her approving of the marriage.
No, it's not. It's you doing your fucking job.
But she's saying that it's violating her Christian
then
beliefs.
Then quit and get a job where your Christian values are upheld. Go work at a church. Go work fucking kids. Christians like doing
all
those things.
Wait, why would you work to fuck kids?
If you were working in technical support and you're like, I'm not a big fan of people
computers.
From Alabama. Someone from Alabama calls in. You can't just go, no, I'm not taking that call because of religious beliefs. I hate that state and everybody who's from it. You
get
fired immediately.
No, you should probably just not take that call. I mean, you know, fuck Alabama.
They are kind of terrible.
I'm part of a religion where I don't believe in resetting people's passwords. It's against my beliefs and I won't do it.
But, you know, why not? At this point, why not? Why not? I'm going
to... I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to call back and get another telemarketer to help you with your problems because I don't believe in resetting passwords.
Do you know how many times I've been told that? You're going to have to call back and talk to someone else because I'm not willing to work with you, sir.
Well, yep. How belligerent are you?
I'll just sit there and scream cunt 300 times until they hang up on me.
Please, sir, please stop calling me a cunt.
Sir, if you keep yelling,
I'm happy
I'm
to
going
transfer
to
you to another representative that's less cunty. I just don't want to deal with you anymore. Ever.
So what's she, is she going to sue them? Did she get fired?
Well, the other dude, Bunning, rejected her argument saying that Davis...
Bunning the florist?
Yes. Has likely violated the U.S. Constitution's ban on the government establishing a religion by openly adopting a policy that promotes her own religious convictions at the expense of others.
No, that's not how it works. You have the freedom to do whatever religious shit you want by your goddamn self, but if you pick a job.
That's what he was saying.
Where, no.
He's saying that she's picking her own religious beliefs over others at the expense of others.
I'm just really upset.
I know you are.
I'm really mad.
You're so upset you're not even listening that this guy is the one that's battling her.
I am so angry right now.
What are you angry about?
I'm fucking these people because there's
penises.
There's no, I love those. There's
the lack of penises.
Yeah, there it is. There's one of these stories.
You have to let Sean finish.
Make you angry.
There's one of these stories every week, man. Every week there's one of these stories now since this happened. And it's getting ridiculous, you know.
I have a question.
No.
How old is this broad?
How old does she look? I don't know if they say her age.
37.
I know there's a picture of her, I believe.
All I see is an angry duck.
I don't know.
That duck is angry.
I'm assuming she's probably later in life, and it's, you know, we
most likely Royce, homely looking.
Royce, you were saying, like, you know, it seems like every week we have this, one of these kind of stories. Well, we're going to start seeing a lot less than the more that this idiot generation dies off, and then we're good to go.
Oh, here's there's a picture for here. I have a short video, Marie, if you want to take a break.
Same-sex marriage has been legal nationwide for nearly 7 weeks. But gay couples are still being denied marriage licenses in a few southern states. Carol Ashton Thompson shot this video while Kentucky couple David Moore and David Ermold tried to file paperwork to legally wed back in July.
She does not have the right to refuse us our license.
After the June 26th ruling, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis's office said they would not be issuing any marriage licenses because having to issue a gay marriage license was against her Christian beliefs. Five couples, both gay and straight, sued her, and Wednesday a federal judge dismissed Davis's argument of religious freedom, ordering the clerk's office to follow the official law of the land. Then Thursday, she went ahead and denied the couple again. Deputy Clerk Nathan...
She did it twice?
Fired. How is she not fired?
Okay, let's keep playing.
Davis says the...
It's hard to fire a government employee. It's really difficult.
What if they're outwardly not doing their job as she's doing?
Have you been to the DMV?
You know what? Instead of actually issuing licenses, I'm going to take a shit right inside the coffee maker every day.
I went to the DMV.
Okay, you're fired. No, I'm not, because it's my religious belief to shit in a coffee maker.
It's a good religion.
What?
Office to follow the official law of the land. Then Thursday, she went ahead and denied the couple again. Deputy Clerk Nathan Davis says the office was advised by attorneys with the Christian law firm Liberty Counsel to continue refusing same-sex couples as it appeals the order. Similar pushback on the historic ruling has taken place in Mississippi, Texas, and Arkansas.
That's what I was talking about.
Beacons of tolerance.
It's all the South states, man.
Yeah, beacons of tolerance. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Sean.
Just, did you guys say beacons of tolerance?
Yeah, they're a Christian band, I believe.
Oh, because Georgia business owner takes down Confederate flag.
Good.
To replace it with a Nazi swastika.
Why?
Nice transition, you know, by the way.
Why?
Because offend as many people as possible.
Because fuck you.
All right, let's hear what did this guy do?
The owner of an eclectic art gallery in Macon, Georgia. Ooh, that's not a good place to be doing anything.
Macon,
like
Georgia.
Where are you from? Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. What again?
We stopped in Macon, Georgia to get gas once, and I saw it was just like one gas station and a cottage across the way, and I could pretty much hear coming from it. And
yeah, there was like a wooden shack next to a gas. It was gas station was really odd.
No.
That place was fucking weird.
I don't
man.
Like the sound of this.
And then just ghost sounds just came out of it because, you know, it's just like just built over dead slaves.
Those Duke boys are up to no good.
Indeed. Well, the owner of the Eclectic Art Gallery took down the Confederate flag flying outside his business.
The Duke boys
Fart
are here.
Gallery.
And replaced the Confederate flag with a World War II era Nazi flag.
Okay.
Imagine a whole gallery of nothing but farts.
That's just so not making your point.
They're different sizes and smells, Sean, at my fart
Would
gallery.
Would they be in jars?
Of course they'd be in jars. How do you contain a fart?
Well, I mean, that maybe sounds people like a song. Just fart in your face on command.
Ooh, that's tough.
Like spray fart.
Would it be like vegan farts and McDonald's farts and...
I would imagine a fart gallery is like, it's kind of like a performance piece where you have multiple people, you know, around the wall trained to fart on command at certain points during your experience walking through the gallery.
And that sounds very arousing.
Anywho, we digress.
Any poo.
Nazi flags. The gallery called 7 in all capitals. Just 7.
7?
The written like, out. Not
7!
The name. Yes.
What's
7!
In the box?
Exactly.
What's in the box?
On 2nd, we'll be flying the Nazi flag for a week. Owner Anthony Harris told the TV station, I just want
for
people...
For a week? Only a week?
Uh-huh. I just want people to realize it's a flag.
Yeah.
Don't get so much in an uproar about it. It's good to have a conversation about it. It's good to address it, but there's no need to want to kill someone.
I believe we've had enough conversation about World War II. It's been enough years.
Hold on. He just said, you kind of missed the last thing he said. There's no need to want to kill someone over a flag. He's flying
the Nazi flag
where they killed 6 million
no
Jews.
I don't
and
see
like
the big deal.
2 million gypsies.
Just because there's no
That's
need.
That's a lot of gypsies.
That's a lot of gypsies.
Could you imagine if all those gypsies were still alive? What would happen if all those gypsies were still alive today? There would be a gypsy epidemic.
You know what?
They are horrible people.
I don't trust you, gypsy.
You will not shrink me, gypsy.
I must have your tears. Sorry.
That's a lot of scalps.
On the gallery's Facebook page, Harris can be seen posing with customers who came in to buy the Confederate flags, as well as photos of the black Celtic cross flag.
African Celtic cross flag.
Thank you. So African transgendered flag.
You're right. I should be more tolerant while reading this article.
Thank you.
I can't keep track of this bit anymore.
Well, here's a statement. The statement was, this was last week's flag at 7.
Whoa, last week's homosexual American.
Oh my God.
So were Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt there?
Morgan
or
Slaveman.
What's... I'm confused.
Aren't we all? This was last week's flag at 7, the Celtic Cross, which had been co-opted by a skinhead group. No one complained an iota about this one. Two words, media propaganda. End quote. That was it. That was a whole
media propaganda from the Jew-controlled liberal media.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not buying this one.
I don't think this is real.
Sean, just accept that this is the world we live in.
No, I can't live in this post.
And these are the hands we're given.
What's wrong with you guys today?
I'm being silly. Local artist.
More like
local fartist.
Ew.
Local.
Are we not doing that anymore?
We were just doing it like 3 months ago.
I appreciated it.
Ew.
Local Florida artist Skip has asked Have you seen My Banana?
Go on.
This is for Orlando.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
God damn
Everyone
it!
Everyone from Florida is dumb.
That'll happen.
Might not be the Mom. Guy, but
Mom.
Them,
Mom.
Mommy.
Mommy. Mommy. Mama. 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 Ma. 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 Mom. 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 Mommy. Mommy.
He's bad.
Mama.
Somebody write that down. We should use that.
Mama.
What?
Hi.
You guys might as well just add those drops to my Florida story. Thanks.
Yeah, if we can just like edit them in.
Because it'll save
it's
you
more
guys.
It's fun when we do them live.
It'll save you guys some
I feel
effort.
Like I'm striking back at Marie for doing
right.
this bit
it's
every
how
time.
We act out. Go ahead.
You guys are lashing out.
If you attend
go ahead and go ham sandwich.
All right.
We didn't add one to the end of it.
If you attended last month's Cardboard Art Festival,
which
I did not.
Why would you not?
You saw it. A gigantic.
Hold on. There was a Cardboard Art Festival here.
Why did I not know about this?
Really? No one's going to say Cardboard Fart Festival?
I mean, I want to, but Dutch is going to get
Dutch
aggravated.
Dutch got mad at seeing farts.
He doesn't like my fart humor.
Farts aren't funny.
Yeah, farts.
The fart part is just that bit has been like, what, 8 years in the making at this point?
Yes.
I mean, roughly.
And when have we ever beaten anything down to a dead
you
horse?
Never do that, Marie. You know what? You're right.
If you
do it all the time.
If you attended last week's Cardboard Fart Festival.
I was there.
You saw it.
I had the weekend pass.
Why?
I didn't see enough cardboard on day
How
one.
How much did it cost you?
Don't worry, it was only like $15.
Oh, it was a pretty penny.
You saw it, a gigantic yellow banana constructed by B-side artist Skip.
I sure did. It was a fantastic cardboard banana.
Franchise, El Terror Mundo.
Of the world.
Of the world. But it's not of as world, we Craig. Had originally hoped. A Velvet Underground tribute, it was a political statement on the exploitation of the worker. Note the poor squished Chiquita lady under the behemoth fruit. Now it's gone, possibly stolen. Here, this is a picture. Oh, Murray posted it.
Someone probably thought the banana was delicious.
It well, was. I would question the 10-foot tall ape first.
Whoa!
Don't bro, say it.
African American.
Don't.
Right here.
God
okay.
Damn it.
Leave me alone.
Following the closing of the
It's just that we're 14 levels of inside joke at this point that any new listener will not know what we're talking about.
Fine, explain.
What is the new listener?
Explain the 14 levels of the inside joke for our new listeners. Go ahead, Dutch.
I don't know, I'm tired.
Following the closing.
Then don't complain.
Following the closing of the exhibit, the large banana.
Well, what happened to exhibit?
Like the rapper?
Yeah, oh God.
What happened to him?
Is he okay?
Maybe exhibit. That's Ja Rule.
Oh,
maybe
sorry.
Exhibit is pimping his banana, and they're going to return it back to him with screens on
what
it.
What was exhibit size? Hold on.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Seriously, John, I've set you up like 5 times to do exhibit, and you're just going to leave me hanging.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yo, dog.
No.
I heard you're trying to do a bit, so I got the guys down here to put a bit in your bit, so you can do your bit when you want to do your bit. Y'all feel me? Yo, man, your show just got pimped.
There we go. Thank you.
That's what I needed.
Right on time.
Bravo, John.
Thank you, John. God damn it.
No one tells Exhibit what to do. Exhibit tells you what Exhibit does.
You're right.
Oh, X to the Z, man. Love you.
I can't deny what he's saying. His rhymes are real.
Following the closing of the exhibit, the large banana and assisting props and fruits were dismantled, boxed up, and removed and loaded atop of...
Hey, what'd you do on Sunday? I had to dismantle a banana.
A cardboard... Oh, I was at the cardboard fart festival, and I was dismantling a banana.
I just watered it down.
Then tied down with cautious precision and absolute care. Unfortunately, Skip did not know at the time... that all his careful efforts would be wasted as only a couple miles down the road awaited a surprise rainstorm that could not be avoided or escaped.
Whoa, what
from.
Did I just say about a joke about watering it down?
Ha-ha.
And hold on. Surprise rainstorm in Orlando? Not so much. More like expected everyday rainstorm.
Yeah, it's always rain.
I set my watch by that 3:30 storm.
Always.
He's a dumbass if he didn't think it was going to rain.
As the
It's going to rain.
Oh, it's August? No, it won't rain. Not today.
It's going to rain.
As the mammoth banana fixed to the roof soaked up the falling buckets of rain.
Oh, mammoths like bananas as much as elephants?
The position of its stem disabled the truck's windshield and created an impossible, unsafe driving condition. This is a lot of problem for a goddamn banana. Seeking shelter and relief from the storm,
he crawled into said banana.
Team Banana wound up in Wadeview Park next to Boone High School.
Team Banana.
And waited there beneath a playground pavilion with a ruined banana that was three times the size of an average adult male and covered in wet cardboard. The hope was that the rain would eventually...
Sounds like my penis.
The hope was that the rain would eventually stop or at least settle to a point where the drivers... where driving without windshield wipers would be possible, but it never did. As time passed and Skip's imminent work shift start time approached, the decision was made to leave the banana there temporarily beneath the pavilion overhang and return it to... retrieve it later. Okay, motherfucker, I would steal a banana like that immediately. Well, you can't leave it there by a high school. What do you think is going to happen?
There's Team Banana discovered the banana their banana was missing.
Yes.
An object too big and yellow to miss or misplace has vanished with nowhere to be found. Dumpsters were dived into the grounds and they were scoured and yet no trace of the big yellow banana. Skip is asking for help of the local and online community to spread the word of the missing art piece and assist in a hopeful recovery and return of the big banana. Thank
Please
you for consideration.
Tell me that Skip is getting trolled on the internet for this.
Oh my God. Facebook.com/haveyouseenmybanana. There's okay, a
hold on.
There's a reward for its safe return.
Have you seen
How
my
much?
Facebook.com? Have you seen my banana? I'm going to type something.
Well, no. Let them be like, hey, I got a huge banana that fits your description. What's the reward?
Call our show. We will help get your banana back. Help.
I don't think we're going to be able to do
No, that. Tell him, be like, hey, call our show. We have your banana. Because fuck him.
But we don't.
If you want to see it
That's
alive.
That's the point.
If you want to see
it. No. Tell them we have the banana.
Missing banana story has happy ending.
God damn it. They found the banana.
Hold on. I'm going to myfoxorlando.com. I don't know if they found it. It just has happy ending. So maybe the artist just got his, you know, junk pulled.
They just junk pulled?
Yeah, Hanjo.
Just growl, gave him a hand job.
Hold on, let me play this video.
Roy Black Effect says, I bet they regret not being on Team Orange.
Just talk to Miss Kayla O'Brien right over here. She's got today's top trenders.
Of course.
The banana is back, yes. Literally and figuratively.
It's back.
What's the story?
This story can't get any sweeter. The banana is back. We talked about the story last week. So this 18-foot banana, this artist named Skip made it. It went missing. He left it underneath a pavilion near Boone High School, and it's back in his possession. He actually
covered in semen.
The story's really funny. So a mom, her son's birthday was the next day, so she saw this banana just randomly by itself underneath the pavilion and decided, oh, my son loves Despicable Me, and they have a big banana plot line.
I hadn't seen the new Despicable Me. Wait, Despicable Me or the new
the first
one?
Banana. Either one. They both like bananas, yeah.
I don't remember the whole
the Minions
of the banana.
Love bananas, so the mom said, well, my son's birthday's tomorrow. It's a Despicable Me party. Here's a giant banana. Let me get it for him. And she wrote Happy Birthday Isaac on it, as you can see in the background.
So she just found it. There was nothing sinister. She found it in the park.
She saw it, and then she went back an hour later. It was still there. She said, you know, someone probably just left it here. So she took it back. They had the birthday party. They took pictures.
By the way,
and then they are watching our
newscast. How long have they been doing this for? Talking about
all day?
Too long.
All day?
Yes. Look at this, Winston. I can do this all day, man.
Yeah, I got it all day, man.
This all day. I don't even think about it.
Okay, go ahead.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day,
I
too.
Do this all
God
day,
damn
Winston.
It.
Saw that this artist was desperate to get this banana back, so
That's
she contacted
funny.
Him, and then we were there for the moment where they reunited, and because of all the publicity and
By
how
the way,
cool
you know something
was,
funny?
Fuck about
pause.
Any of this.
You know something's funny when someone says, "That's funny," instead of laughing? You still doing it all day, Dad?
How long can you do this for?
I can do this all day!
I got it all day, too!
Listen!
Why are you yelling at
me? I'll do this all day!
I'll do it all day!
Listen!
Sorry.
Milepost 420 changed to 419.9 in Idaho because it kept getting stolen.
This is bullshit.
Suppose
this every once in a while.
Pot enthusiast stoners have been stealing Milepost 420 signs in several states, reports Associated Press. So,
oh, 420, I get it.
Yeah, I get it, 420.
I would rather have a mile marker 419.9. You still don't see those. I'd rather
that's
have
gonna
that.
Be stolen five
I
times
would steal
more.
That more.
I'm looking for a road called Joel.
There has
like
to
that
be.
That would rule in my room. But then again, it would rule if I was in college. It's like when you're in your 30s, like, who's a fuck?
Yeah, when someone walks in your house and you're 30 and you have a stop sign on your wall, you have to go, why? Why
yeah, no, dude. When I was in college, like we had, like, you know, we stole a gas pump. Like somebody, like my buddy just took out his buck knife, cut a gas pump up, and said, drive. And then we just hung that proudly in a room for no reason. Like, that's the kind of dumbness that kid, you know, college kids do. Like, who gives a fuck about that kind of shit when you get up? I'm assuming it's probably, yeah, like you were saying, college kids.
Didn't I have a stop sign or something?
Yeah,
stop sign.
Everyone
road
did.
Flares, all that kind of nonsense.
I had something. I forget what it was.
Well, I have an uplifting
There's
story.
There's a Joel Street in Minden, Louisiana. There's a Joel Street in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Is there one in Colorado?
There's one in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, if we have any listeners in any of these areas, please...
How
for
many
love of God,
can he go
hook
to?
Up son up?
Pocatello, Idaho, Jacksonville, Idaho. Florida. There's Jacksonville, Florida, Joel Street.
How far away is Jacksonville from
five,
those you?
2 hours,
in?
2.5 hours.
More than that.
3 hours, 4 hours.
Like 4 or 5 hours.
4 hours.
There's
also one in Pensacola, Florida.
Hundreds of people attended a wedding at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Fort Wayne today. Sounds like a summer standard, right?
The Immaculate Conception happened in Fort Wayne?
Well, this is one you've likely never seen or heard of before. The bride's name is Jessica Hayes. The groom is Jesus Christ.
What?
This morning, she became the Fort Wayne South Bend Diocese's first consecrated virgin in 25 years. As News Channel 15, Sarah Wagner...
By the way, this is the horrible audio quality from the news station. It's not me.
It's good.
No, it's good.
It's good. It's muy bueno.
The vocation the bride considers her
Is it only coming through one channel?
No, it's coming through both.
What is this, MS-DOS?
Oh, my God.
It's not the wedding day Jessica Hayes envisioned for herself as a little girl. Sure, it came with the same struggles any bride-to-be would have, like finding the perfect dress.
I would have to lie prostrate before the altar, and so I really wanted to make sure that I was well covered.
So
well covered?
She's marrying Jesus? How does this work? Does he put out?
I don't know. He probably does kinky stuff with those holes in his wrists and his feet. I mean,
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Don't do that.
Oh my God.
In a way that still shows the beauty of a bride.
And making sure your guests are having a good time.
I'm so happy to have had so many witnesses.
Do they have an open bar for this wedding?
God, she's an idiot.
They had water, but it got turned into wine.
And her father-in-law's an asshole.
Is today because
he's really judgy.
There may be others that the Lord is calling.
He's really preachy, too.
This way that have now heard of this life and can consider it in their prayer.
For the 38-year-old theology teacher from Bishop Dwenger.
38, so she gave up.
38-year-old virgin?
She gave up. Yeah, she gave up. Uh-huh. And she, you know, she's not pretty, but she looks fuckable. Like someone should have thrown her one.
I feel like if you fuck her, she would stalk you.
Yeah, probably.
Or pray to you.
High school. This commitment represents years of prayer and soul searching.
It was really a consideration of which things brought me the most joy and where my greatest happiness was. And it seemed that all of those loves converged on this one thing.
Okay,
where
the translation for that is that no one wanted to fuck her. And no one liked her personality. And that you're an ugly person.
She's a
fucking
theologist.
You're not a good person. Yeah. You're just,
still
you're,
be living.
Sorry.
Right,
it's not you. It's
where I could
fucking news station. They because God forbid they use YouTube. They have to embed their little videos with their players.
We're gonna use the News Channel 6
video.
Yeah, well, it's just
video
the audio.
Streamer.
Oh, okay,
be living in the
We're
world and be a part
film
of the
it with a camera from 1993.
I was gonna say I wanna mock this woman. Can you?
I might. Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I could.
See if
I
can't like show the thing because I just see one picture of her. I can only imagine what she looks
let
like.
Let me see
her
if
awful
I could
nasal voice.
Hook you up.
Hook a brother up.
Let me hook you up.
And that's coming from me. I have the worst nasal voice of all time.
No one's gonna say no. Yeah, you do.
No, I know.
No, Fran Drescher. She has the worst of all time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Of all time, yes, her.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever know a virgin that stayed that way all up until marriage?
No. Not me personally, no.
I didn't think that existed.
I thought that was a myth.
No, I had one. I did one. I think I told you guys this. It was a friend of the family.
So she was a liar.
Well, his thing. She took it in the ass. So
then she wasn't a virgin.
But according to her, she was.
Well, yeah.
According to the majority of religious people out there, by the way, this is in Judaism. This is in Christianity. This is in Islam. It's like a weird little loophole where they're like, oh, if I take it in the ass, I'm not a virgin.
Yeah, and also the Mormons have something.
Oh, you're not a virgin. Shut up.
The Mormons have something called floating where they stick it in, but they don't move it. For real. They call it floating. And it doesn't count, apparently. Okay, here. Here's the video, Dutch. Okay, I'll fast forward a bit. Let me start again.
In downtown Fort Wayne today. Sounds like a summer standard, right? Well, this marriage, this is Sarah Wagner explains, it's a vocation, the
vision for herself as a little girl. Sure, it came with the same struggles any bride-to-be would have, like finding the perfect dress.
I would have to lie prostrate before the altar, and so I really wanted to make sure that I was well covered in a way that still shows the beauty of
a
bride.
She looks like a
puppet. Yeah. And making sure she looks like something Jim Henson would make.
Yes.
Guests are having a good time.
I'm so happy to have had so many witnesses today because there may be others that the Lord is calling in this way that have now heard of this life and can...
She looks like David Bowie in Dark Crystal. You know that movie, the Muppet movie where he did the Fushigi ball thing?
No.
Oh, shit.
Consider it in their prayer.
For the 38-year-old theology teacher from Bishop Dwenger High School, this commitment represents years of prayer and soul-searching.
It was really a consideration of which
things...
I don't know,
show the guy. What does he look like? It's nothing about him. It's all about her.
It's not the guy. It's Jesus.
Self-centered bitch.
She's
marrying Jesus.
Oh, I missed this entire story. Really?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
What were you thinking was going on?
I'm not going ahead right now. Now I'm going to explain what the fuck you think was happening.
What did you think was happening?
I totally tuned out.
Everyone else knew what was happening, right? I just want to make sure it wasn't like... I mean, just...
No. This is... Dude, I totally... Where's the beef, that one? I botched it. I did everything. Sorry.
Joy. Whoa. Where my greatest happiness was. And it seemed that all of those loves converged on this one thing, where I could still be living in the world and be a part of the lives of my students.
If you've never heard of a consecrated virgin before, that's probably because it's fairly rare. Today's ceremony makes Jessica the only one in the diocese. There are around 3,000 around the world and 215 in the United States.
And I think that really, in some sense, we're all called to be married. It's just
You know what she looks like? She looks like... You know what her face looks like? You know when you take that old 4x3 video of somebody, but then you try to stretch it out on a widescreen?
Right.
That's what she looks like.
So
she looks like a burn victim that got fixed.
I need to look up what's the difference between a consecrated virgin and a nun.
She looks like a foreskin face. You're right.
So a nun is somebody that works for the Lord, and a consecrated virgin is someone who pretends to be married
just
to the Lord.
Fucks the shit out of God.
So she's basically saying, I sexually want to have sex with Jesus.
Would you sexually not? Want to have sex, yes.
Yep.
As matter opposed of, to non-sexually wanting to have sex.
Right.
Discerning how. And so my marriage is to Christ, and someone else's marriage is to their spouse.
A consecrated virgin
That's
is
dumb.
Different from a nun, and that Jessica will
Holy
still
crap.
Live her life.
You attention-seeking bitch.
That's exactly what I just asked.
Life as a lay person.
This is a vocation for women that feel that deeper call to spend their life more in knowing Jesus and
sexually
making that a public commitment and in serving His church. But culturally,
here's Wikipedia's definition of a consecrated virgin. In the Catholic Church, a consecrated virgin is a woman who has been consecrated by the church to a life of perpetual virginity in the service of God. Consecrated virgins are to spend their time in works of penance and mercy, and apostolic activity and in prayer.
And getting that God dick.
According to their state and state of life and spiritual gifts. Consecrated virgins should not be confused with consecrated hermits. And thank you. I still don't.
Some sexier
I still don't quite understand what's the difference between.
Well, they're getting some Jesus dick. That's what's happening.
I'm gonna make you say my dad's name, girl.
Oh God.
I hate you guys.
Oh Allah, that's not right. Shut up, hey. Bitch! And he smacks her
right in her face.
Live in the world, as you might expect. The vocation.
Oh, it's a nun that doesn't live in a nunnery, essentially.
Makes it all more sense.
It says this: the consecration is a sacramental, which may be
Sacramento.
Yes, it's from Sacramento, California.
Okay,
what do the kings have to do with this?
And it may be bestowed on nuns or women living in the world. Nuns who have received this consecration are still referred to as nuns and not as consecrated virgins. And so, consecrated virgin almost always describes a consecrated woman living in the world. So it's like square versus rectangle, or rectangle versus square.
Right.
My students asked if they should call me Mrs. Hayes when I come back to school next week. And no, I'm still Miss, but I am married to Jesus.
To the Lord.
A spiritual journey.
So, question.
I can't wait to begin.
Question. If she's not a bitch. If she's
self-grandizing.
If she's not a nun and she doesn't, you know, do nun things. What if tomorrow she finds a dude that she falls in love with? Does she have to go through a divorce settlement with Jesus?
Yes.
You know what this is? And I truly believe this with all nuns. I think these are lesbians that are way too religious and they refuse because they, you know, men aren't attracted to them and they refuse to give in to their, what they consider a sin. I 100% think that's what that all that is. Because religion is nonsense and it puts you, in a type of mindset that goes, oh, this is wrong for me feeling this way, so I'm going to dedicate myself to God and don't feel anything at all. I think priests and nuns are all just homosexuals who haven't dealt with their own sexuality. That's my thought.
I mean, that may be a part of it. I think some people actually really believe
it. Huge chunk of it.
So they're all sixes on that scale that we talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Straight sixes.
Maybe four to sixes, yeah.
I'll give you a straight six.
Anything more than a three.
Calling police.
Why are you married to Royce? Oh! See what I did there?
Whoa!
Small dick Royce. Oops.
Thank you.
I still had this playing. Sorry.
Dutch, ask your roommate if my dick's small. Calling police pigs lands teen in jail.
He showed me it is.
No, it's not. You're lying. I don't even defend it, but it's average. Don't even make that face because you know you want it, too. Calling police pigs lands teen in jail.
Oh, he wants it.
A Tennessee teenager allegedly squealed pigs at police officers Friday and wound up being the one confined in a pen.
Ew.
I saw what they did there.
Ew. That's not okay.
The First Amendment generally protects such insults, but the pig collar made a critical error, legal experts say. William Reese, 19, was riding in a Honda Accord traveling at most 40 miles per hour when he cracked the rear passenger door and yelled the insult. Oh, you can't open the door, you idiot. And yelled the insult at the officer performing a traffic stop, according to police reports. The unamused patrolman with Newport Police Department caught up to the car and arrested Reese for disorderly conduct due to creating a hazardous condition that served no legitimate purpose.
By opening your door while you're driving.
Fucking window.
You idiot. You could yell it out the window.
What a fucking... You probably had some shit door. You know that you ever have that happen like where your window doesn't roll down?
Yeah.
Like something in the mechanism breaks?
So then I don't break the law to yell
Here's
it.
Here's what happened. He's like, dude.
He had to yell pig Marie.
He was sitting in the back. He's like, dude, take the child lock off. I'm going to yell pig. The driver's like, don't. I don't want you to do it.
Dude, Larry, look at this.
I'm going to open the door then. The arrest report does not allege use of alcohol or drugs. Well, of course not. He posted $400 bond, James Bond, the same day. Agrees the facts are as alleged, particularly that he opened the door rather than roll down the window. But if he did make the less conventional choice and opened the door, experts say the arrest probably was constitutional despite the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. If the arrest had occurred for shouting through an open window, he probably would have been unconstitutional. Yes. Yes, Marie.
What if there was an actual pig right behind the policeman?
But Slobin says opening a door while a car...
You didn't answer my question.
You still can't open the door.
No, what if he didn't open the door, he lowered the window and yelled pigs at two pigs that were literally behind?
You could yell pig at cops if you want, as long as you're doing it through a lowered window. You just can't do it with an open door is the point.
Right. Because it's a moving violation. For yelling insulting things to an officer.
Opening a door while a car is moving is probably a traffic violation, and the U.S. Supreme Court, wherein the United States decision therefore allows for such a stop. Slobing says the decision means that even if there's good reason to believe the real reason an individual is arrested because of exercising First Amendment towards the arrestee, probable cause or traffic violation immunizes the arrest after constitutional challenge. Yeah, I mean, he would have got away with it, but
if it wasn't for the meddling kids,
yeah. Damn it.
He walked right into that.
I fucking head first went into it. Just fucking head first. If Reese really opened the door of a moving vehicle traveling 35 miles per hour to yell pigs, and then the arrest is based upon Reese's conduct rather than his speech, Calvert said rolling down a car window to yell pigs would be protected by the First Amendment, but not opening a moving car's
door. How is this a story?
Because it is. The police report.
White privilege, man.
White privilege.
Well, they just explained it. Like, okay, yeah, it was the action that he took, not what he said. So they're trying to make
But here's the point. If they were driving by the cop, like, have you ever been driving and noticed you didn't close the door all the way and you do the, like, open, close real quick while you're driving? I've done it. You know, where you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't close the door.
You're trying to defend this kid.
No, I'm not. And I'm trying to give another opinion.
Asshole.
And if he was driving by, and let's say you did that,
would you think
they would have pulled him over if he didn't call them pigs? If he said, no, look, my door was whatever, and he just drove by, I don't think they would have pulled him over.
You're making some kind of like a weird like analogy. I'm just talking about just what happened.
I understand. I'm asking a question.
And the cops saw him go, oh, okay, he's an asshole, and I have a full reason to pull him over. That's why he pulled him over.
Right. But my point is that if it wasn't for the pig thing, he wouldn't have done it, is all I'm saying.
Right. If you just opened up and closed it, I'm sure he probably wouldn't have said anything. But when you have some fucking, 18-year-old going, pig, like, you're going to turn your head and be like, he said that with his door open. Fuck this kid.
Do you really think that they should use fucking tax money to arrest a kid and all that bullshit and all this shit that goes into it?
Yes. Yes.
Really? They should? Why? I'm just curious why.
100%.
No, but why? Why?
You're anti-cop, dude. It's unnerving.
It's not about being cop or anti-cop. The cops do what they have to do.
This kid was a piece of shit. He did something illegal and he got arrested for it. Who cares?
I have never had cops wait for me when I've gotten off of a plane, by the way. Dutch has. I want to be clear here. Dutch has. My point is not that. I'm just trying to give another side. I'm sorry that I don't see with you 100%. I do not hate cops. That's not what I'm saying.
What side of this are you looking for? This kid was a piece of shit.
Both of you guys have valid points.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying your point's not valid.
Dutch is a valid point.
I'm looking for you to say we have valid points. I want to argue with my friend for a second. Ma says
I'm with Royce on this one. Look,
you're fine. Whatever. My point is this kid was a piece of shit.
I know.
And he did something illegal.
I know.
Like, I was like, oh, I just saw him do something illegal and he's a piece of shit. Fuck them. Right. And he went and did it.
And Royce is wondering if he wasn't a piece of shit and did something illegal, would the cop pull him over?
Probably not. No.
Okay. So my point is the catalyst was because the cop's pride was injured, not because he was really serving and protecting. Who was he serving and protecting? I'm asking. This is a legitimate question. Who was he serving and protecting in that instance? Answer. His ego. He was serving and protecting his ego.
Well, he saw a kid open a door because the kid's a dummy.
Fine.
And said, oh, hey, you're too young and stupid to realize that's not something you should do. And you pointed out to me clearly, so I'm going to go ahead and arrest you or give you a ticket or whatever
They arrested him.
And let you know that, hey, don't do this in the future. Because if you do, you might get killed because there's a ton of videos of world star hip hop of guys opening up doors and falling out of windows. So here you go.
I don't think he did it because he was worried about his health. I think he did it because he was that. And listen, Dutch, if you just gave him a ticket,
if he just gave him a ticket,
I might be with you and go, he gave him a ticket. The kid's an asshole. But
you want the police to be robots?
He has a mugshot. This kid has a mugshot now at 19 years old, has a mugshot because he got rowdy.
Because I did something stupid.
I understand, but my point is that what was he serving and protecting is all I'm asking. And don't get mad. I'm just asking a question. You're the one yelling
here. But I got my DUI. What was he serving and protecting? I was
exactly. I agree with you.
The speed limit, but I was over the limit.
I know.
I was over by 1/1000th of a point.
And I think it's a waste of time, and I think DUI laws are a little silly, and I think you said that yourself.
Yes, but my point is they're doing their job.
I understand. Yeah. But in the jail space that it took up to take this guy, these police officers could have been doing something better, is my point.
What town?
I'll pull it up now. Hold on. I don't even remember.
I was going to say, if it's a sleepy town, then they
no.
Don't.
Fort Wayne, Texas is not a sleepy town. Okay. Fort Wayne, Indiana, sorry, is not a sleepy town. Fort okay, Wayne is
Fort
a big
Wayne,
town.
Fort Wayne, Texas, different. Fort Wayne, Indiana, I don't really know.
Look it up. Fort Wayne, Indiana's big. Fort Wayne's one of their bigger cities. I know it is. But anyway, let's say it is or isn't. Whether sleepy town or not, the point that you have to go into, was it a sleepy town? Was it this points out is it? What's the point? Like you're waste. You're gonna. You're not. You're
a
teaching
sleepy
them
a town lesson. Could still be. A
Give him a ticket. Give him a ticket. That's fine. But come on, take him to jail.
What if it's
get
not
out of
like
here.
Sleepy. Let's say it's like mildly tired or exhausted.
Well, I was gonna say a sleepy town could also be a meth town.
Ma's got a good point. Should the police have arrested you, Dutch, when you
That's
freaked out on the
point,
plane?
Really. I was about to read that and mock her for that. Really? Okay.
That's no, I'm a, that's a the fans have a question. No. It's
well, first
not-
of all, I was lucky in the fact that I have friends who are cops, and one of them happened to be there when they came over.
But
to me.
If they no, did pull you
that's
over.
That's TSA word for word kind of thing. That's a completely different situation because what we're talking Here about we is a cop saw a guy do something illegal directly, whereas the cops in the airport were just getting their information off of me telling a stewardess, which is what I call them now, that Dutch. She was being a dick.
Dutch.
Completely.
You cannot stand here and compare your two felonies to this guy's moving infraction.
I don't have a felony on my record, so no.
Okay.
I don't have two felonies. I don't have one. But
because your lawyer fandangled and did his little lawyer speak. And got
it would have been misdemeanor if I didn't have a lawyer. So you can go ahead and act like you're smarter than everybody else, but that's not what happened.
One,
what
I am. Two,
oh, felony. Okay.
Driving drunk is not a misdemeanor.
Felony. You're right.
Well, driving drunk is not a misdemeanor.
We could just use Google. Oh,
it,
I guess
it is a misdemeanor.
Can I just?
No, it is actually. You're wrong. It is.
In the okay, this is according. Can I read? Can I just?
I want the room to know.
Can I read it? Can I just read? I just Googled it. I'm nobody's side. I'm going to read what Google says. Okay. In the case of drunk driving, a person can be charged with a felony.
Yeah.
Or a misdemeanor. It depends. It all depends what they want to charge you with. It's to their discretion. So both,
if you destroy property.
Hold on.
Or you
I am not fighting you.
It's a felony.
I'm not fighting you. My point is that they have the op. So
no,
Sean
my
is not
point
wrong.
Is Sean's wrong.
Sean is not wrong, and neither are you.
No, I'm right. I've been through the system. I've gone through this before.
Don't get so mad. We're just talking. Relax. No,
my point is, you guys hate cops. And
no,
it's like, okay,
I don't hate cops.
Herb to get
as much as you want to say I hate cops. I don't hate cops. And here's the other thing. It's not a matter of that. It's that as much as you think I hate cops, you're the flip side of it, where you vehemently defend them. If you're being realistic, you go, yeah, they shouldn't have fucking putting him in jail. Give him a ticket. He's an asshole. But putting him in jail, the moment you're wasting one penny of tax dollars to teach a kid a lesson, it's stupid, in my opinion. Okay, you're wasting tax dollars. We're wasting them.
If the tax dollars is a problem, why don't you focus on all the other wasted stuff first?
I do.
You're a Jews.
I do. I could focus on more than one thing. I could actually focus on more than one thing. Yes, I can. But the reason I focus on police is police or government officials in general, but it's police is because it's at their discretion how they use our tax dollars as they see fit. And when they're using it for stupid things, you're going to go, what the fuck is this? This is dumb. What are we doing this for? The same reason I get pissed off when they waste tax dollars for a million other things. But in this situation, this is a story we're talking about. We're not talking about another story.
An asshole and deserve to get taught a lesson. That's my whole point.
But I don't think that we should pay for fucking teaching this kid a lesson. Or for Wayne.
He was in jail for what? An hour?
He was in jail overnight. And would you like to know how much it costs to keep someone in jail overnight? Because it's way more than it was worth to teach him a lesson. And that's the point. It's
right.
way
people,
more.
People get in jail overnight all the time. That's just how the system works. You can't fix it. I can't fix it. So instead of...
So fucking don't talk about it. So I'm not going to talk about it. Instead, have you get mad at me because you think I hate cops. No, I don't hate cops. I hate wasted time. You know what I like?
Your misdirected anger is at the cop for doing his thing instead of looking at the system as a whole and going, hey, this is dumb, and the fact that we have mandatory minimum sentences and things like that, you're focusing on a cop, one cop.
Because this story is about Dutch. No, it's not. This story, we're talking about this story. If we're talking about the system, you'd be right. I'd be picking up one cop. But we're reading the story, and I am commenting on my opinion in this story.
My opinion is the kid was a piece of shit and deserved to get arrested.
Fine. That's fine. Doesn't mean we have to agree. I'm perfectly fine. You're the one getting heated here, buddy.
Am I getting heated? Am I the one screaming? Ask anybody who has been screaming more, you or me.
Okay, sure. Ask the chat room. I'll be happy. I'll let them decide. I don't care.
Obviously, said as heated.
Domino says Dutch is heated. Everyone is saying Dutch. It's not me this time, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, my more thing was just Sean trying to say I had a felony. No, I didn't. So you don't know what you're talking about. So stop.
I don't think he said. I understand he's saying that you had a felony. No, you don't have a felony. You don't have a felony. You don't have
no felony that I escaped or my lawyer got me out of. You don't know what you're talking about. So shut up.
No, they could have easily charged him with a felony for DUI.
If I killed somebody or destroyed property.
No.
I was 1 point over. So you don't know. No. John, stop. Stop.
Just because you say it like that doesn't mean he can't have a different opinion than you.
That's not an opinion. He's trying to tell me legally what I did or what I escaped. That's not what I... Dude, no. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's at their discretion.
Oh, completely different than Florida. I don't know what it is you think you know about the law, but that's not how it works
it's
here.
It's at their discretion is what he's saying. Of course, if they wanted to, they could. They didn't, obviously.
It never fucking happens.
Okay, but I understand. But we're talking about technically what it is what it is. You don't have to get mad about it.
Why are we talking about, like, why did me getting in trouble with the law have anything to do with the story? That's my biggest problem, is that you decided to launch
into that. I didn't launch into you.
Not you. I'm talking to Sean. Like, it had nothing to do with it. Like, why would you even bring that up? It has nothing to do with anything.
He is angry.
He's really pissed right now. No, fuck you. Dutch, calm down, first off. You don't need to get so mad. Secondly.
I'm not mad. It's just like you on this show, you guys have, you intentionally will find stories for the asshole. It's like, dude.
You're angry.
Why did it sound like that? Is me, because I'm the only, according to Sean, felon in the room.
Oh God,
Dutch, you're not a felon.
You're not a felon, Dutch.
But it's like all of you guys hate cops, and you have no reason to hate them. So.
No. Reason to hate.
We have plenty of reasons.
Now that's bullshit. You want to tell your little side and your little thing how you dealt with cops and your cops friend? That's fine. But you know the shit I've been through with fucking cops. You know the shit fucking Sean's been through with fucking cops. Not everything's fucking deserved, okay? Maybe the reason I don't like cops is because I've had a lot of fucking bad interactions with them for no other reason than I'm fucking brown, and it's fucking happened to me several times. So when you're on the other side of it, you don't understand. You
say brown so much is just kind of a dirty Hispanic.
But whatever you want to say, but I have my fucking reasons too. I don't have buddies that are, if it was me at the airport and I wouldn't have a fucking buddy that's a cop, I would have been arrested. So
you know how fucking relieved I was?
But there's my fucking point though, because you knew, because you had a buddy, but if it wasn't for that, you would have been bitching, I can't believe I got arrested for this horse shit, because they were doing their job. They could have easily listened to them if they wanted to and legally arrested you if they wanted to. And then you would have been like, this is bullshit. I shouldn't have got arrested. But the thing is, you didn't. So you have missed calls, and I get it. I know that. But I have been, Sean, me and Sean walked out of the gym. Remember, Sean? Sean and I walked out of the gym. We walked out one day, and we were just standing there walking to our car. Remember those two vice cops that pulled up behind us for no reason? We're doing nothing illegal. Remember that, Sean?
John was there too. Black and white vice cop.
This is us, me, Sean, and we were walking in our 20s, so it was like we're the fucking high school kids, walking from the gym to our car. We weren't doing anything illegal at all. We pull up to our car, a red F-150 pulls behind my car, doesn't let me pull out. Two cops hop out, black guy and a white guy, vice cops, because they're fucking so tough with their muscle shirts on.
I will give you credit. Vice cops, that shouldn't even be a position anymore.
So they get behind us, and they fucking tell us as soon as they get out, put your hands on the car. We're like, what the fuck did we do?
Oh, no, dude. Hey, look, listen. You're not going to get an argument from me on that one. Like, vice cops, they're assholes. That's a horrible fuck.
But every vice cop, guess what? Every vice cop was a regular cop at one point. So how about maybe some of these regular cops are dicks? Because that's the point.
Basically, by that logic, all cops are vice cops.
No, they're not. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Here's the simple problem. If you live in a country where all criminals are supposed to be presumed innocent.
And what a country!
You have police officers who are trained not to trust the public at large. Where is the presumption of innocence preserved?
Very good point.
In the skinny people. If they're not trusting the large people.
Are automatically trained to assume the worst about every person that they encounter. Every person that they encounter, they're supposed to assume that this person is the worst, that this person could be a potential threat to their life. You have a problem with preserving the presumption of innocence in this country when you have that. So where's the problem? It's not that I have a problem with cops. I have a problem with the institution itself and the way that it's set up. So you can sit here and say, oh, you just hate cops. You hate cops for no reason. No, I've seen injustices. Not only the minor bullshit that I've had to deal with, but fucking real injustices. Real yep. people who did not deserve shit.
Yep.
And there's a problem in this system, and it comes from, one, the corruption on the judicial level, the corruption on the police, and, you know, the way they carry out their operations and shit. You can't fucking sit here and defend everything. A lot of the systems in this country are broken right now, and that's why this country is falling apart, and we all have a problem.
I agree with you 100%.
We all have a problem. We all sit here and we say that we're the best country in the world, but all our shit is crumbling around us, and we're all too fucking arrogant to take a look and say, maybe we're the goddamn fucking problem.
All right.
Oh, I would love to keep going.
Not
going to
get an argument from me on any point you just made.
I would love to keep going, but we've gone over time. Thanks,
OT
guys.
In this bitch.
Thanks, guys, for listening. True Detective show is going to be next week, as I got everyone to watch it, including Dutch. But tomorrow, stay tuned for Cousin Joe, and of course,
are you playing Fuck the Police?
Oh yeah, because well, the end of course, and the movie just came out.
Well timed.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape.